The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot.
Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not Sold. I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
You literally hear the echoes in his head when he talks. It's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
We're the 29th pick. The New England Patriots like
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to round one of the 2013 NFL Draft.
The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred, Andy, Paul, Eric's down with the first responders. He'll be up in a little bit.
He'll be by later.
Kevin's down in the booth. Doug Lane's kid's up with us here.
Doug Lane's kid.
We're ready to go.
Little lumpy.
He actually did a fine job. This is the best setup we've ever had by far.
And not only that, everything worked.
Everything works. I don't have to duck under wires to get over here.
I came in at 2 o'clock. It was already set up.
And you didn't have to drop an F-bomb.
Right. So we're good. You know, Kevin didn't get stuck in the elevator. The only problem is there's no food.
Well, there's some food. There's some smacks.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fruit out there.
Yeah, I don't.
You could use a little.
All right, guys. This is exciting. Not because, you know, of who, but it's what. You know, what is going to happen?
What the hell are you talking about?
Nobody knows.
Did you really rehearse this open?
No. We know Eric Fisher. We hear that he's probably going to be going to the Chiefs.
Which is already a surprise.
A little bit, yeah, because a lot of people had Luke Joeckel going there. Although some of these boards, including Paul's, had Eric Fisher higher, right? Or was that yours, Andy? Someone was telling me that they liked Eric Fisher more than Luke Joeckel.
I don't think it was Andy or I.
I hate Eric Fisher. He is one of my top bustable prospects.
Yeah, I missed on this one.
Hey, thank you.
I thought Joeckel was going to go.
Well, we'll see. I mean, because it was a Pro Football Report that said Fisher's going there, and then there was a bunch of reports saying that Joeckel was told he wasn't. So
yeah, there was a report, I guess, in the Fort Worth, Star-Telegram, that Joeckel had been informed by Kansas City that he would not be the pick. So I think everybody's assuming it will then be Fisher. That's why people aren't necessarily all in it's Fisher. They just,
right.
They're pretty sure it's not Joeckel, and everybody's assuming Fisher.
And with that development, there is a chance that the PFW mock draft that we did about a month ago in our draft preview.
Can you say over?
May go over 32.
Well, and including a lot of other people's. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398. Is the ace ticket hotline. You know, we will take some calls as things go on. We're going to be on all night. As long as
the entire first round.
The entire first round. So as long
I just wanted to put a stop to that all night thing.
Well, that's going to be all night, right?
I hope not.
Until the
11?
That's pretty much the entire night.
It'll probably be later than 11.
Yeah. So as long as that first round's going, we're going to be going. So we'll have time to take some phone calls. If we do take any early, make it quick because, you know, we've got to move along here. And right now, let's go to the podium. Roger Goodell is walking up. Let's hear what he has to say.
Good evening, and welcome everybody to the 2013 NFL Draft. Thank you to all the fans here in Radio City and those of you watching around the world. We appreciate your tremendous support. Let's remember tonight those we lost last week in the explosion of West Texas.
The Jets fans are still yelling.
And remember the people of Boston, the victims, first responders, law enforcement, and other heroes. We stand with Boston, and we stand strong for our freedom. Okay, before we kick off the 2013 NFL Draft, we're going to start the clock on another big event.
All right, okay, so we'll come back to the podium when it's time to make that first pick.
What was the other big event?
I don't know. Leon Sandcastle, probably.
I hate Leon Sandcastle. It wasn't that funny the first time. No. And now they've done the Saturday Night Live thing where they took a skit, made it a movie, and it sucks.
And they're just ramming it down our throats, which...
But is that what it is?
No. I'm only kidding. They got, who's out there? Is that Phil Simms and...
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Who cares?
All right. So, Eric Fisher, does that mean that Jokel goes second to Jacksonville? Because a lot of boards did not have Jacksonville taking Fisher. I've got one that has them taking D. Milliner.
All over the place for that pick. You're right, Fred. Could be anybody.
Right.
Could be one of the defensive tackles, Floyd.
Certainly use O-line help.
Well, but a lot of people Sherry are assuming Floyd. That they like Jokel, didn't think he'd be there, and now that he
could be.
You know, now they'll jump on him.
Here's one thing that Andy and I are really in agreement, and there's several prospects that it's going to be fun this year because Andy and I usually agree a lot. This year there's several guys that we disagree on, but one thing we're lockstep on, Kyle Long's not one of them that we disagree on, idiot. the whole situation with the defensive tackles, I think there are several good ones, and I think that they, quote-unquote, might be the safer picks in this draft in the top. You got Floyd, you got Richardson, you got the star. I never use his last name because I always mispronounce it. Those are the three solid players. I wouldn't be surprised to see any of those three, either one of them, go number two to Jacksonville.
The Chiefs are on the clock about 9.5 minutes right now. Just a reminder, 10 minutes per pick in the first round. What? What is so funny?
No, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to react to Twitter. People get mad at that.
Yeah, well, that's another thing we'll bring up. But 10 minutes for the first round. Tomorrow is the second and third round. 7 minutes for the second round, and then 5 minutes for all the other rounds, 3 through 7.
Now, can we react to Twitter if it's not necessarily about a pick?
Sure, because I think fans were saying that they...
And I'm with them. I'm with the fans on this one.
You know, there's a lot of out-of-sync things coming in. You know, there's the real-time Twitter, there's the TV, there's us. And things get a little confusing if, you know, we're mentioning what we're reading in real time and then, you know, they actually hear the pick later. So we'll try not to do that. I think if it's huge news, I think we should bring it up, right? Right?
Yes, right. Correct.
I think that we'd be doing a disservice if we ignored news that we knew about.
Right. Okay. So we'll get that
out. We won't do the picks. We won't say the picks before.
And we're not going to be able to because no one's going to do them anyway.
Well, that makes it easy for us to be diplomatic.
Well, I think some will. You know they will, Andy.
I'm
not sure they
will.
I think the people at ESPN and NFL Network, you know, the Adam Schefters of the world and,
that's,
you know, the
that's
Crap
two
Sheet
outlets.
And Breer.
What about the
Those are the only guys that do it. Those are the only guys that get told the picks before they happen.
Don't you think that it was in NBC's interest, and I'm talking about Mike Florio, to come out and spoil that first pick?
Absolutely.
But
they're not going to know them now.
But they did. They already came out and said it's going to be Eric Fisher. NBC Sports, which is Pro Football Talk, reported
that's not,
that.
But that's
they
not what's
spoiled the party.
No, actually, the
for
forward star
ESPN.
Telegram did, but I can't believe this is my new record. 9 minutes, I'm fighting with you. But my point being is, the people that actually make the pick aren't going to officially tell the people who the pick is so they can tweet it out.
No, but they...
Or they're going to get in trouble.
That's not how they see guys
they
on
don't
the phone.
You're under the impression that these guys are good reporters and they get all the picks beforehand. That's not how it happens with 18 out of 20 picks.
Well, I know that.
You know, the Mike Mayocks of the world are told who the pick is, and then they tell you, oh, I think they're going to go with which... That's how they know, is they're told.
Well, and they see guys on the phone.
Andy, you stink already. You stink.
No, I've done nothing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I swear to God, I didn't do anything.
Lumpy Jr., you stinking up there?
For people who have never listened
to like
this
popcorn.
It does
draft
not.
Show, we're in one of the broadcast booths high above Gillette Stadium Field, and it's a small broadcast booth. It's not one of the bigger ones, and that's not a good place to be with Andy Hart after he's gone to Five Guys.
But so. I agree with all of that, except for the fact it wasn't me.
It does smell a little like popcorn to me, Paul.
No, it doesn't smell like popcorn to me.
All right. Webb's got a box of popcorn. It's clearly popcorn. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline. Matt in Charlotte says, Fred, Andy, Paul, and Eric, I've been listening to your show via podcast for years, and I can't tell you how great it's been. I commute about 3 hours on Tuesday and Thursday. I get to listen to PFW while I'm on the road. You guys are hands down the best. Thanks for all you do. You're welcome. And Mikhail in Red Lake, Ontario, says, was just wondering what you guys are liking for the draft and not who you think the Patriots will draft. Personally, my favorites are Terrence Williams. Well, we know Andy loves him.
Woo-hoo!
Margus Hunt, Ryan Swope, Shamarco Thomas, and Eric Reed. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I like Reed and Thomas. I like those last two guys. I like two safeties there. I like them both. Yeah.
I know we did our PFW predictions on Patriots.com earlier, and I assume that the Patriots will trade down and get an extra pick in the second, possibly an extra pick in the third. I could see them, if they get those extra picks, maybe taking a flyer on Margus Hunt.
Sure.
You know, but only if they get those extra picks.
Sure. I think he's if you get him in the end of the second or the third round, I don't think it's a concern. If you try to take him in the first round, I think you're really rolling the dice. I think he has upside, no doubt about it, but he has, what do we like to say, Fred? He's got a high ceiling and a low floor.
That's right. He does.
We should probably get into the Ryan Mallett story of the day.
Well, yeah, there was all this trade rumors that people were inquiring about, you know, what it would take to get Ryan Mallett. The main team was the Cleveland Browns.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, but
the original report from Greg Bedard was that three teams inquired this week about Ryan Mallett and trading for him.
There's a report now that said, you know, over the last 3 hours that the Browns were not, in fact, interested.
So, have not and will not call about Ryan Mallett trade.
Right. And then there was another report that the Patriots aren't really seriously interested.
And then the Globe went so far as to speculate, I think, really stretching things by saying that a first-round pick in next year's draft would probably seal the deal.
Yeah.
You think?
I think. I'll drive him to the airport.
No freaking kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just amazing how that's transpired. And it's not just recent. I mean, we know from, you know, last year when Mike Lombardi, before he took on his current job, was touting Ryan Mallett. And we assume that it was just a favor for Bill because he is a friend of Bill's. But, you know, it persists. There's still that talk about Ryan Mallett. And
I mean, I'm all for it. If they can get a two or a one for him, I'm all for it.
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Jump all over it if they can make it.
I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think.
Well, did you see the quote in from Mike Freeman, Real Freeman CBS or whatever, on Twitter, that he had a source from supposedly one of the teams that inquired about Mallett saying he would be the number one overall pick if he were in this draft?
That's just ridiculous.
Now, I am of the belief
that he might be the number one quarterback.
He would be highly ranked among the quarterbacks
yes.
in this draft. I don't think he'd be the number one overall pick.
No way.
But I can see where teams would say, I don't like these quarterbacks. I need a quarterback. Maybe I'll just, instead of reaching for one of these guys in the second round, maybe I'll just ship a two to New England to get Ryan Mallett. I can see teams saying that.
And then Mallett's your quarterback, your franchise quarterback? I don't think so.
Well,
meanwhile, it's 2:50 left on the clock and counting for the Chiefs, and they still haven't made a pick. I'm wondering, do we read anything into that?
Could be trying to trade it.
Okay.
You know, people that wanted Jokel. You know, that thought they were just going to take him, but then they weren't going to take him. You know, they're working the board.
Or maybe,
Andy Reid likes to trade.
Right. Yeah, he does.
Maybe the Patriots are trading. He likes to trade with the Patriots. That'd be great.
That would
be. If he'd take out 2 sevens for the number one overall pick.
Well, he does owe Bill one, right? Because Bill moved down in that swap of picks a couple years ago. So there is a pick to be named later in there. So maybe this is it.
Yeah, the Mallett situation was interesting, though. It was sort of ran the gamut all day. It started off real hot, and then all of a sudden, the Cleveland Plain Dealer reported that the Browns had no interest at all, and you know, who knows? I'm sure there's a lot of smokescreen going on both sides there, and we'll find out. I would guess we'd find out today, and if not tomorrow, I wouldn't see it lasting into Saturday. But you know, who knows? Like I said, if you could get a second round pick for Ryan Mallett, that would be an absolutely fantastic trade for Bill Belichick.
I think so. I mean, now, of course, the Patriots now have to think about backup quarterback, but you can figure that out. You have time to figure that out. It doesn't you know, make you scramble.
For the Patriots?
Yeah.
I mean, they do have, I would agree with, they would have to do something. But they do have Mike Kafka on the roster anyway. So they do have one other quarterback. Who's the pick for Kansas City?
The pick is in. I don't know who it is. They just called it in. So we'll wait for Goodell to step up to the podium.
Kennesaw?
Yeah. And people are taking pictures. All right. Webradio at Patriots.com.
Webradio.
Mike from Stockholm, Sweden says, listen to your show, usually through podcast, though, since I live in Sweden.
Do you know Michelle?
I'm live today and will listen all night for the draft. Just tuned in. But what are your thoughts about Xavier Rhodes, a cornerback, and Woods, the wide receiver?
Xavier Rhodes is too big and too stiff. Already talking about the transition to safety, as I tweeted out earlier. We already have one first-round cornerback who we had to move to safety. I don't want another one who hasn't really played safety. To me, he reminds me watching a Rozai Dowling type. I don't think he's quick enough and fluid enough to be a cornerback full-time in the NFL.
All right, Roger Goodell's at the podium. Let's hear what he says.
In the 2013 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
All right, well, the reports were true.
So talk about it. And just to let everybody know, I don't follow everybody, okay? But I didn't see anybody tweet it out beforehand.
Well,
so evidently they're following.
I told you it was tweeted out and blogged out and everything else out by Florio 4 hours ago.
But Florio's never right. And he never has his own information.
You're missing my point. The tweets are saying what the pick is, not who they think the pick is.
No, he said sources say. They will
exactly.
Pick.
That's yeah. not the same thing as saying the Chiefs have picked Eric Fisher. That's what happened last year. That's what the fans were annoyed about. Every pick was being told on Twitter before it happened. Fact.
Right.
Fact. Adam Schefter. Fact. The Jaguars picked Jokel. Not sources say they picked Jokel. The Jaguars have picked it beforehand. So 4 hours ago, the pick wasn't made. Even though he was right, I don't think anybody can complain about reporters finding out who they pick. But when you know what the pick is and you're tweeting it out before it's announced, I think that's what fans get upset about.
Keith in Orlando writes in, hey, draft experts and Eric, thanks again for what truly is the most comprehensive draft coverage. These really are the best shows of the year. Glad to see the five-hour energy is lined up and ready to go. Yeah, I tweeted out that
picture. Did you tweet that out, Freddie?
I did. Here's my question. I keep hearing that there are no playmakers in this draft class, but it is very deep. How is that possible? Isn't that like running back by committee? If you don't have one starter, you have no starter. The team needs playmakers, not more special teams help. I don't want the Patriots to trade out of the first round. I want them to trade out of the draft. Swap picks for a round earlier next year and be done with it. Then they'll have plenty of ammo in next year's draft to trade down all they want and own the seventh round.
Well, that's interesting because Eric Scalavino was covering the Patriots that you talked about earlier hosted a group of first responders, and we'll be able to talk to him about it. They also spoke with Robert Kraft, and Mike Reese tweeted out something I think I can talk about, that his takeaway from the meeting with Robert Kraft was the Patriots don't think this is a deep draft and don't expect to get a guy who's going to start right away in this draft.
Really?
I don't know, and this is all paraphrased in a tweet, so I want to ask Eric about it when we get him here.
There's a lot to be read into that.
But, I mean, to me, that's you don't think you could get a first-round player who could start?
But it also could mean that they're drafting, they have eyes on a guy at a position where they have an established starter already who might be a little older.
Geno Smith.
You know? Well, I don't think that. But you could, you know, conspiracy theorist.
You're telling me I'm not getting a receiver. Is that what you're telling me?
That is what I'm telling you.
Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, at all?
No, but that if you
I don't care if we get a backup if he's not going to play like Taylor Price.
You could read into that. You could read into it and say
we got Taylor Price again.
They're not going to take a receiver.
I would read into it.
It's going down the crapper. You get an offense with no receiver.
Jacksonville has about 5.5 minutes
to read into it on the air.
Another quick email. This is from Ed. Preamble to Jay. First time emailer, one time curse word game day commenter, but haven't missed an episode in 2 seasons. Top 5 wishes for tonight's show. Erica Lee as scheduled guest to discuss her intimate knowledge of the mythical John Abraham signing. Pat's trade down minutes before 11 p.m. causing Eric Scalavino to push his mic away and start sulking until the streak is mentioned. Food beverage delivery is exceptionally late, and when it arrives, it's slammed down on the table as it's actually just leftovers from lunch. And
Dry chicken.
My email to be read on the air. Patriots then trade back into the first round and draft a playmaker. Quick game. Patriots first pick. 29th overall. Early, late, or push? Later, earlier,
push.
Or push?
I'm starting to think push.
Push. Number of Patriots trades. One.
Today?
I'll say over.
Oh, wait. All draft?
Throughout the draft.
Oh, over.
Over. Number of Patriots picks. Five. Over, under.
I'll say over.
Push.
I'll say over. Wide receivers drafted. 1.5.
Under.
Under.
Defensive backs drafted. One.
Push.
Yeah, push.
QBs drafted. 5. Oh, no, 0.5.
Under.
And Mallett traded? Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay.
The reports out of Vince Wilfork's draft party are that Ryan Mallett just arrived, so he hasn't been traded yet.
That'll be awkward.
What do you call them, Fred? The first responders?
The first responders, yeah.
They're on the field right now.
Oh, yeah, the first responders are on the field at Gillette. Is Robert Kraft with them?
I don't see.
Can we see from here?
I don't see the head honcho.
No.
I see some members of the media relations department. I do not pick out Mr. Kraft.
Now, are these Boston or Watertown?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I know there are 30 of them here.
We'll have to get that from Eric Scalavino when he gets
back. Yes.
I'd like to answer a tweet from Tony Madera.
Sure.
Is that Fat Tony?
Oh, it might be.
He asked if Fred even listens to Paul and Andy. The answer is no.
No, he doesn't.
He
doesn't really like us.
I'm not arguing with that. Jose writes in, actually it's Anthony. Sent from Jose Costendas. Anyway, Anthony from Reno says, Marcus Hunt reminds me of Jared Allen, high motor, quick off the ball. Different end of the ball, but I like that high effort player with the bonus of Hunt's athleticism. What do you guys think about trading up in the early second round if he slips? On a different note, I feel like Belichick will trade up in this year's draft. I'm only predicting that because he always does the opposite of what I'm thinking he will in the draft. Obviously, the better thing to do in this year's draft would be to trade down, give the depth. But like I said, Belichick will probably do the opposite. Your guys' thoughts on my latter prediction, the Marcus Hunt, if he slips, taking him?
I'm intrigued by Hunt, and in the second round, I'd probably be okay with it. As far as the trading up, I posed that theory yesterday on the blog, and then actually on Comcast last night, Gary Tangway, you would have thought I stunned him with a right cross.
Oh, it was so much that they mentioned it on the 10 o'clock when I went
like,
in.
It's like he looked down at his paper. I don't see anything here where we're talking about possibly trading up.
Doesn't
like,
say anything about the script.
He was literally like stunned for a minute. And I was throwing it out there as simply the whole value theory. If everybody wants to trade down, then it's a buyer's market for those picks. And maybe Belichick says, wow, it's pretty easy to go up if I want to go up to 14 or get something.
Yeah.
So maybe that guy on PFW in Progress who said, what if you picked 14th with the Carolina pick? Maybe we'll find out.
By the way, the Jacksonville pick is in. It hasn't been reported yet on TV. So as soon as Goodell comes to the podium, we'll go to him. Eric is back from being with the first responders and with Robert Kraft. Eric, tell us what was happening. Was that Boston or Watertown PD?
Boston.
Put your mic on.
There you go.
That's better. It was Boston.
Yeah. Wrong one. Wrong. Oops. Wrong one.
Wrong
Sorry.
Hole, fool.
No, it was Boston PD. Yep. There were 25 to 30, mostly uniformed officers. There were a couple of civilian employees of the PD who were there. Very, very, very cool, very inspirational the whole time, especially up here in the draft party when they were introduced to the crowd. Place went wild. Standing ovation. They each received a Patriots jersey that had Boston on the nameplate and the number one on the jersey.
Nice.
So that was very symbolic. Robert announced that the matching donation that they're going to do to the One Boston Fund.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue. Okay. Let's go to the podium.
Yep. Pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select. Luke Jokel.
Okay.
Tackle.
All right, so the Jaguars did jump on Jokel.
No Jokel.
Yep. All right, so...
yeah, stunner of a first pick, huh?
Well...
Oh, they get a bust, so...
A little bit of a surprise, but the fact that two offensive tackles went 1-2 is not as much of a surprise.
No, but when I heard the name, we were actually talking with Robert when we overheard the commissioner make the pick for the Chiefs, and... kind of like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously, they haven't been on Twitter because Florio announced it 4 hours ago.
Are you Florio's personal
PR
person?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just wondering.
He announced it definitively 4 hours ago.
But just for clarification,
I mean,
that report
his water or his nuts? What exactly are you carrying
for
him?
I'm just saying. It was out there 4 hours ago as a definitive fact.
I'm not anti Florio or anything like Andy is, but the Fort Worth Star-Telegram is the one that reported that, not Florio.
No, they reported that Jokel had been told.
And that Fisher would be the pick.
Well,
I mean, it's just because someone got it right. I mean, might as well get the guy that got it first.
Okay, I don't know who got it first, but I'm
you certainly are throwing Florio out there as the possibility.
That's because that's
I haven't heard you say I don't know.
That's where I read it. My point is that it's been out there for a number of hours, so for people who have been in the loop, it's not a surprise. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you on that, but this whole like definitive pick, the pick was made like 5 minutes ago. Like Florio 4 hours ago said that's what people have told him, that's what's going to be the pick.
So that's what it's going to be.
It could have been wrong.
Could have been
right,
but he was right in the way he said.
Because he's wrong a lot.
Well,
he's wrong more often than not.
In the way that it was said, I was pretty sure he was right, and I was right too. So, all right, Oakland.
I didn't know you made a pick.
Oakland. When he said Terry Bradshaw is dead. That seems pretty simple. He was saying he was dead. And
Oakland
wasn't.
Is on the board. Is this
matter of fact, he's still not.
Is this the first draft without Uncle Al? Or is this
No, I believe last year he was dead.
Last
too.
Year he
still dead.
He is actually
General
dead, Florio.
Franco.
You can report that. Al Davis is indeed dead.
So do we have any idea who the Raiders will take? Any idea?
Who is the biggest, fastest
Who's the
guy?
Fastest guy?
Well, right. Ziggy Ansah, right?
Yeah, Ansah and Jordan, I think, would be guys that would fit the Raiders' mold, just kind of freakish athletic types.
Yeah, I'm going to go Sharif Floyd.
Who probably won't be good football players.
Now, are they happy with their quarterback situation?
No.
They were trying to, they're a mess.
Is there any chance that they take Geno Smith? Or
There's
Barkley?
Always a chance.
I'm not taking anybody off the board.
I mean, Barkley's from around that area, you know, a little bit southern, but he's out from California. Could they take Barkley?
Sure. I don't think they will.
I'm not taking anyone off the board, Freddie. I think all your guys that you just mentioned, possibilities.
My first thought, Andy, actually, when they took Eric Fisher was 0-32 on the mock draft.
We got a good shot.
The mock is gone.
Radio for two.
Keenan says that it's great entertainment, best guys on radio. The sound is clipping, though, and the quality isn't that good. Uh-oh.
Oh, so much for the pat the
So
back
much for Doug Lane's son.
Lumpy Jr. Darren Revell just tweets out, the first time since 1968 that offensive linemen go 1-2.
Since 68?
And you remember that 68 draft.
I sure do.
You don't. That's my point.
That was Buddy Williker and... Hey,
is that a real player?
Did anyone see our guy from Football Nation, Bill Enright, who was down in New York on the street interviewing people and making up names and saying, you know, what do you think of, you know, Mike Hawk, the Birdman? And people were like, oh, I love him. You know, mid-round selection. And it was great. He just punked everybody. It was funny.
So that's not a penis joke?
What? What it?
I thought that was a penis joke, too.
Always on his mind.
No, it really is.
No, I thought it was like Mike Hunt.
Well, he had others that was...
Mike Hawk.
Pat McGroin. Pat McGroin.
Right. Jack McCock.
All right, Andy, you always have to take it to the point.
You can say that. I've heard that on real radio.
You always take it to the point where it really is a bad thing.
You're allowed to say that on real radio.
You're not allowed to say
Look at Ian Rappaport's on TV. Wow.
Okay.
And I hear that on ESPN, our own Field Yates will be on TV.
Oh, he's not ours.
Well, he's a local guy.
He's ESPN Boston.
He does work for the team, Paul, so he kind of is ours.
Well, that's true, Fred. You're right. You know what, Fred? You are correct. My bad.
Jonathan in Florida writes, and happy to be enjoying the draft with you. Not sure if you guys are on NFL Network or ESPN, but on your TV, but I'm a little ahead of you on ESPN here in Florida, so tweet away. Questions I have.
We're never going to get the timing down globally with multiple networks.
It just doesn't work that way. It depends on the server you're hitting and all that stuff. Anyway, questions I have. Where did Andy have Solder ranked when he was a draft prospect in comparison to where he had this year's top offensive tackles?
I think Jokel, I don't like Eric Fisher. I think Eric Fisher could be the bust of this draft. That only becomes grander as the number one overall pick. And that may sound stupid, but I just think as the number one overall pick, there's more pressure, more spotlight than even if he went second, third, fourth, you know, a little ways down. People remember the number one pick. I think Jokel's better. I think Jokel was better in college than Nate Solder. I think Nate Solder was a little bit weak, although I think all these guys are a little bit weak. That's, you know, Paul makes fun of me because I often write, can be bent over. Because guys bull rush them, and they can get bent over backwards. And we've seen that happen to Solder here.
Andy, I make fun of you because you get excited about that.
No, I don't get excited when guys get bent over. I do not. So Nate Solder, I think, would have been in the same ballpark he sort of was that year. What number tackle was he that year, Paul?
Solder?
Yeah. 17.
I don't know what
number.
No, that's overall.
I don't know what number tackle.
Third,
was.
Maybe?
I think he was the second.
So I think he would have been probably behind these two, although maybe not in my book, and then he would have been in that ballpark.
Yeah, because I agree with you, man.
Lane Johnson is a developmental guy with a freakish upside, but he's not as good as Solder was coming out, I don't think. And then DJ Fluker, I don't like. I think he's a right tackle. So I think he probably would have been in that three range if he were in this group.
Other questions from Jonathan in Florida. Also, if Buffalo or the Jets get Tavon Austin, and he's another one that's shot up the boards today. If the Jets get Tavon Austin, just how much damage could he do to our defense?
A lot. Well, he's very athletic.
None with the Jets or the Bills.
Yeah, isn't he? Well, I'm going to say, isn't he like C.J. Spiller? No?
Well, C.J. Spiller's done a lot of damage for them.
Yeah,
and he's
us,
a little.
They don't even have a quarterback as good as Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It doesn't translate to wins, so that's all you care about.
Yeah, no, but he can do
damage.
I mean,
yeah, he can do damage.
The Patriots win a lot of games when they give up a lot of big plays.
Right, right.
Okay if you win 38-34.
What I care about is he a difference maker enough to turn a loss into a win?
Well, no, because none of these guys are because they're not franchise quarterbacks. The only thing that is a franchise quarterback for those teams.
I mean, so why do they bother drafting?
Right. Fred just said, if you can't get a franchise quarterback, who cares?
The AFC East should just quit.
On the Mallett trade, if you can get a two or better for him, I'd love it. We'll never get a better offer for him than now.
Not at all.
I mean, he could have a great preseason.
Or he could actually play and do something. He could actually play in two games, although Brady never misses just a couple games, but play a couple games and do the Flynn and have a couple 300-yard games, and then all of a sudden people go, oh, yeah, he really is. The Raiders don't have Al Davis, but they still got an old coot on the phone.
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Please don't be a make-a-wish or something.
Once again, Andy, you know,
his last dying wish was to call in the Raiders pick.
Al Locasal? Wasn't that?
I don't think that was him. It might have been. Oh, trade according to NFL Network.
Oh, so the Raiders look like they've made a trade according to NFL Network.
And I have the info. Watching. I have the info, Fred, from Sports Pickle. They're trading with Arizona to get Carson Palmer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being serious.
Sports Pickle, that's like a
so we're waiting for details of the trade.
To the Dolphins.
So how do we get the details of the trade?
I assume they're going to announce it.
They will come.
I know, but we have to know. Okay, so he'll announce that at the podium, you think?
Yeah, but now can we get a quick clarification from the fans? Are we allowed to say what the trade is? Because
Miami Dolphins.
Report it. They won't announce that.
Miami picking third overall. Being aggressive.
So Dolphins trade with the Raiders for a third overall pick.
Who? Tavon Austin? Put him with Mike Wallace.
So now
they're trading Devon Best, right?
Yeah, that's what Fred said.
Did that go through?
I don't know.
No.
To who?
Not that
last
I know
I saw
of.
Was the Browns. Tony Pellini.
Okay.
Said like 99.9% sure. Does this sound okay? Am I like into my mic?
I can hear you.
I
okay.
can hear you.
Of course, I'm sitting right next
and
to you.
Miami has made the pick according to NFL News.
Well, who is it?
Just says pick is in.
They're very
Sorry.
Slow. What's
oh,
going
yeah.
On
they here? Supposedly did like Lane Johnson. This could be Lane Johnson. We could have another offensive lineman here.
Three in a row?
That's a scary pick.
Oh, my.
That's a scary pick.
Oh, but they need a left tackle bad.
No, I know, but that's a scary pick.
Jonathan Martin cannot play left tackle.
No, Jonathan Martin. Yeah, that's right. Lane Johnson.
Are they panicking here? Are they panicking because there have been two tackles already taken?
Well, no, they've liked this guy.
No, I mean, they moved to get this
no,
guy.
No, but I mean, are they panicking to move up?
No.
Not to make the pick. I mean, just to move up to get the pick.
Well, I mean, let's go to the podium. Here's Goodell.
The Oakland Raiders have traded the third pick to the Miami Dolphins. With the third pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select Deion Jordan, defensive end, Oregon.
Jason Taylor, part D.
All right, so Miami goes with defensive help. Pass rusher. What do we think of this guy?
I like him a lot.
Paul loves him.
Andy doesn't.
He was wowed by his four career sacks.
14. Shut up. Fred, I know he didn't bench 225 111 times.
225 might snap him in half.
The only thing that impresses Andy, bench press reps.
I think he has potential. I mean, I think he has that Jason Taylor build, length, speed, quickness. But to me, he's a potential pick. And potential's dangerous at the third overall pick. You can get in trouble there. What are the moves they've made this offseason?
So Oakland moves down to number 12 in this round? Is that right?
Signed Mike Wallace.
What did they do on defense?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think? Is this a difference maker in the AFC East? I mean,
well, if you're going by, does this allow them to beat
the
Patriots?
Ellerby?
Well, Miami, defense. Though, if you look at the offseason so far in total, they've had a pretty productive offseason.
Yeah,
in your logic, it only matters if Tannehill can play.
If they beat the Patriots, it will matter.
But it only matters if Tannehill can play.
Well, yeah.
Now,
I think this is
more of a difference maker in the terms of, you know, that old Mario Williams, Peyton Manning theory.
Rocking the bow tie, too.
If you want to beat Tom Brady, go get him.
Right.
And you got a guy that they think probably in a year or two can go get him. But who knows?
All right. So Philadelphia now is on the board.
Evidently, John Gruden is all over him.
With the fourth pick. Now,
like Deion Jordan, John Gruden, evidently.
Was John Gruden on
last year?
Raiders get the 12th and 42nd overall picks for Miami's third.
Okay. And Philadelphia's on the board. Do they take Geno Smith? Do they take the quarterback?
I don't believe so.
Of people are thinking they will because of Chip Kelly. He'll like that mobile guy that he can do stuff with. But what are you guys thinking? Nobody?
I don't like Geno Smith. Now, I don't know exactly what Philadelphia thinks of him. I don't think he's a great quarterback, and I don't think he is really in that mold of the overly athletic quarterbacks. I don't think he moves as well as, you know, Kaepernick and RG3 and Russell Wilson and those guys.
Just to look at that trade, you said it was 12 and 42, correct?
That's what it said, according to the crap sheet.
According to the trade value chart, that's a total of 1,680 points. The third pick is worth 2,200 points. So if you're looking at a draft where moving up is cheaper than it might normally be, that's a case where almost a 600-point loss, and a 600-point loss is equivalent to the 31st pick in the draft. So you're basically gaining a first-round pick there, you know, losing the value of a first-round pick there in that trade. So, again, if the Patriots want to look value and trade up, maybe there's an opportunity.
All right. Well, Philadelphia has 449 and counting left to make their pick. So
I would love to have heard, and if any of our listeners heard what Gruden had to say, because we're getting one tweet after another. Peter King just made his money. That was great critique of Deion Jordan. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you agreed with the criticism, or was it, you know, sound logic? If any of our listeners heard what Gruden said, I would really be interested in a little summary of that, because Gruden doesn't criticize anybody.
Well, that's what I was about to say. It must be positive, because he's usually not.
I'd like to see him do that, like on Monday Night Football once in a while, when, you know, a guy gets sacked 111 times and he tells me how great he is.
Ross in England writes in, Fred, I agree with you that I would love the Patriots to take Tyrann Mathieu. I'm not quite on board with number 29, but I take him with the second rounder just to make sure we got him. I'm intrigued with his playmaking skills. I feel we have a relatively solid defense that could be good this year. A playmaker would excite me immensely. However, I do not think the Patriots would pick him, given they essentially just invested a lot of money in a slot corner, which seems to be Tyron's best position. Am I wrong about this? Is he a slot corner in the NFL, or can he play outside too?
I think he's probably a slot corner in the NFL. But, Fred, I want to ask you, have you changed your tune on him at all based on the last week plus?
Yeah, I have a little bit. You know, just thinking about what's happened over the last week and his size, you know, I'm not willing now to risk a second-round pick with him.
Oh, I thought you were okay taking him in the first.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Oh, so
but
you...
now I'm not even willing.
Now third?
Now, if they get the extra pick in the second, okay, maybe, you know. But
you got a lot riding on that.
Yeah, but
you're taking a center and a troubled corner because you got an extra pick.
I might take him in the third.
Yeah, I've really soured on him because I wasn't sure I was buying what he was selling at the combine. He was not as convincing as, say, Manti Te'o. He didn't hit the home run. And now this whole party thing and missing a couple workouts with teams, I'm really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris with a TIN says on ESPN it was priceless. Chucky when Deion Jordan was picked. He's talking about Gruden's
face.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know. He doesn't say what he said.
Oh. Yeah. Someone's got to hook us up with that, because it's one after another. They're talking about. Wow, Gruden really lighting him up.
Tim said that the old Raider guy on the phone was Al Davis's brother.
Oh, okay.
Could be.
There's a lot of speculation going on in Dolphin land that the other second round pick that they still have now, they can still flip to Kansas City for Brandon Albert and get their left tackle that way. Andy, did you hear that?
What?
Miami has another second round pick. They
yes.
might send him to Kansas City for Brandon Albert.
Bill in Burlington says, I'm sitting at my computer watching the draft online, muted, while listening to you ass clowns. Please read all the information you guys get on Twitter or wherever as soon as you get it. F all the douchebags that complain about it.
We are reading
you
it
guys
because
are
no
best.
One's making the picks on Twitter, so we're all set.
Yeah. So we're good. You know, as we get information about people trading up, trading down, we'll read that stuff.
Now, Fred, would given what I just talked about with the trade and the, you know, 600 points shy of value for moving up, are you intrigued at all to move up, interested at all? I know you've been big on trading down and getting the extra pick, but
that's basically what Andy's been talking about for a week now.
There's no one, right? Look, unless you're going to get Mingo or somebody like that, yeah, I'd go up to get him, but I think there's no way they could get up that high.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you don't know where he's going.
Yeah. I mean, for a guy like that, I would be, but I don't think I would be willing to move up like four or five slots to get a guy. I think you can sit where you are and get somebody of equal value.
So the Eagles have it up here.
Eagles pick is in. We don't know what it is yet.
Maybe your guy, maybe?
Miguel writes in. He wants to know if he's late for the F-bomb. No, we haven't thrown the F-bomb out yet. So.
But I did say Jack McCockoff. That's just a name.
And Clinton, Virginia wants to know why Eric isn't talking.
Sorry, I'm trying to put a little piece together on the first responders event for tonight for the website.
What is funny about peace, Andy?
It's always on his
No,
mind.
It's not. Commissioner.
Let's go to the
fourth pick in the 2013 NFL draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Lane Johnson.
So another offensive tackle. So Lane Johnson goes to the Eagles.
That's a boomer bust pick.
So does that mean Geno Smith
Johnson.
Might go to the second round?
Geno Smith, yes. All along there was a chance he was going to go to the second round.
No, but I think
Cleveland is still there.
Almost
Cleveland,
every quarterback could
Buffalo,
go in the second round.
There's a solid chance that you could go 32 picks without a QB.
All right, Detroit is on the clock right now.
Cleveland.
Just an update on the PFW mock. Oh, for the first four, and given the trade and what happened was swapping of picks, we've missed five guaranteed out of 32 so far.
The writer's mock only has two of the guys that have been taken, not in the right spots, but they only have two of the four guys.
We kind of figured that was going to be the case this year.
Yep.
Which is good. I think that's good.
Yeah, sort of.
It's better than those years where, you know, everybody gets, you know, five of the first six or whatever.
I don't know. I like stars. I don't like parody in my draft. I like stars, like with Bowen.
Luckily, you're not the one drafting them, so all you have to do is report on it and not worry about it.
Do you have to get mad all the time? You're very angry tonight, Fred.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-288-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Josh and Sydney, love your work. First time I've ever been able to listen to the draft show live. Who are the top two guys you would like for the Patriots at the following positions? Exclude the guys expected to go in the top 10. Cornerback, wide receiver, or defensive end, outside linebacker. Top guys at those positions, barring the guys that are, you know, the high picks in this draft.
Cornerback, Hayden and Trufant.
Yep.
Wide receiver, Williams.
I kind of like Hopkins.
And Hopkins. I'm very wishy-washy on the rest of the receivers. And what was the other position?
Defensive end or outside linebacker.
Well, is Mingo off the table?
No, I would say he would be one. And
I think he is. I think he's going to be gone before the.
Oh, we're talking about guys that have a possibility
10.
Of getting taken.
Yeah.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah. I would.
He's
Dayton Jones.
Available.
Dayton Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mingo.
How about Alec Okafor?
I like it's
Paul
Alex,
likes him.
It's Alex Okafor and Little Alec high, huh? Ogletree. There's two different guys.
Right, Alex.
There's also
Okafor
an Alex Ogletree
from Texas.
There is. His brother.
There is.
Twin. Yes, I don't love him. Paul loves him.
Really? Okafor, I don't love him. I like him. You think he stinks?
He's my bull
he
rusher, right?
He had the audacity to actually, you know, have enough strength to knock a lineman backward. You didn't like
good luck
that.
With that in the NFL.
I mean, there's a chance he's going to be available at 29.
Yeah.
So
there's a chance he's going to be available at 39.
That's where he should be. Down
maybe 49.
Eric's back.
Just doing a little math here. For example, the Patriots at 29th pick using the draft pick value chart, 640 points. Fred.
Yes.
Say you wanted to throw in a second round pick, that gets you where do we pick? Somewhere around 61. 292 points. You got about 900 points to work with. Normally that only gets you to 17. But maybe this year that gets you to 14 or 13,
okay,
right?
Yep.
And maybe you can go up there and get your guy, Markievicz Mingo.
Sorry.
Although that would eliminate the ability to pick up the extra pick and draft Barrett Jones, because I know you love him.
All right, just under 5 minutes for the...
When do I get the shut up, Fat?
The Lions pick.
I think you just got it. A silent version, though.
Lamont writes in, I really believe the Patriots
shut
look
up,
to trade out of the first for early to mid-second round pick and maybe a fourth rounder. I think they take a cornerback safety depending on the best athlete available in those two positions in the early second round, and maybe they go after a receiver with the second round pick, Stills or Woods. I can also see the Patriots waiting until their third-round pick to select a receiver like Swope from A&M. Honestly,
don't like any of the receivers this guy's talking about.
I would like to see Barrett Jones selected in the third if he's available.
Me too.
He could easily be Logan Mankin's replacement or even give Wendell a run at center this year. Your thoughts?
I think he would definitely give Wendell a run at center this year or could have the chance to play right guard or could be, as Fred likes to call him, the super sub. You know, if Robert, you know, Eric, yeah, that's what I needed to ask you. Mike Reese alluded to his takeaway from the Robert Kraft discussion.
Yeah.
Was that the Patriots don't think this is a good draft and don't expect to get a starter?
Well, yeah, Robert did say something to the effect of, if you listen to the experts who follow this, it's not a very, I can't remember if he said deep or quality, something along those lines. So because he was asked in reference to, you know, Bill likes to trade a lot, and what do you think he's going to do? He did make a kind of a surprising.
But did he allude to not getting a starter?
He was saying that if you believe the experts, this isn't. So he wasn't saying he felt that.
So I could read into that maybe that they are going to trade up because the experts think there's no good players, but we do, and we're going to get one.
You could read into it.
I guarantee you, whatever Robert Kraft said, it was prepared in his mind. So it was chosen words. It wasn't off the cuff.
And it didn't sound off the cuff, no.
Yeah. So it was meant to mean something, if you know what I mean. Louis writes
in. We never
in,
know what you mean.
No. He's from
your
Florida.
Your words generally meant to mean something. They just don't.
Louis from Florida. Love not listening to your podcast every week. Keeps me sane living with all these delusional doll fans down here. My thoughts on the Patriots pick tonight, as much as I like to see the Patriots get on in on the action tonight, I think they'll be trading back for more picks considering the depth of the draft and lack of true first-round talent. Unless, of course, a player they really love falls to them or falls within trading distance. So that's pretty much what everyone believes, Louis.
Okay, can I get back to the Kraft thing a little bit here?
Sure.
The quote that, according to Mike Reese,
pick is in, by the way, for Detroit.
Says, well, just interrupt me if you see that they are actually going to announce it. Everyone who is knowledgeable about this draft, it's not a draft that people consider real deep. It's going to be very hard for someone who gets drafted to come in and start on our team. Huh. You never know. Maybe there are two to three players who have an opportunity to do that, he said. The NFL is a business about quality depth management. I've been saying that since the beginning. If you want to be successful year in and year out in this business, you have to have depth and you have to have a plan. It doesn't happen by remote control.
Wow. That's a really Debbie Downer comment on this draft. Two or three players that could start for this team.
Jay writes in about when Solder was chosen. He said Solder was the pick of the Giants. Oh, here comes the Commissioner Goodell.
There's the running back.
Okay, we have a special guest to announce Detroit's selection. Please welcome one of the greatest players in NFL history and the cover athlete of Madden NFL 25 as selected by you, the fans.
Really?
Hall of Famer Barry Sanders.
Really?
I want to thank the 40 million strong that voted me on the cover of Madden NFL 25. It's a huge honor. With the fifth pick of the 2013 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Ezekiel Ansah, defensive end, BYU.
We didn't have that pick, huh?
Guaranteed 0 for 6 at this point.
All right, well, he was probably, would you say, the best defensive end on the board?
Yeah, I have concerns about him, too. He's raw.
Boom or bust.
Yeah. He's only been playing football for, what, 2 years? 3 years, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a walk? You know, they saw one of those, like, on-campus stories where they just wanted him to come play. And
well, he kept trying out for different sports.
Right. So
he found one that he made.
I believe he's a little older, too. I think he's one of those guys that's 24 or something. Again, he has potential. He's got good size, speed, athleticism, all that. But he's a risky pick. Yeah, maybe Robert's right. You know, there's no starters in this freaking draft.
Getting back to my email from Jay, he says, at the time Solder was picked, it was the pick of the Giants at 19 and the Colts at 22. My friend saw a reaction from the Colts table when he was selected and later asked one of the Colts guys if they were going to take him. He said, yeah, but it didn't matter because so were the Giants. So a little bit of insight as to...
The Colts took Karimi? No, is that the Bears?
Costanzo.
Costanzo.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some credence to that story. The Colts clearly wanted a tackle.
A guy just kicked a field goal with like a 25-yard running start.
Andy's talking about there's some people on the field.
No one gets more enjoyment about the
from the draft party.
The draft party.
Whenever
Andy
somebody
has.
Falls down, Andy just can't contain himself.
He's even
he
laughing.
Just loves.
He's even laughing.
He
thinking
loves,
about it.
He loves seeing human suffering. He
so does everybody
it.
Else.
No,
it's called America's Funniest Home Videos. It's called YouTube. It's what makes the world go round.
You're talking about your head?
Yes.
Rick in New Brunswick, Canada, I never miss your podcast. It is by far my favorite podcast. I listen to a bunch of other Boston radio podcast crap as filler while I wait for your show to be posted. Anyway, very much looking forward to the draft show. It's here. My ideal scenario would be to trade the 29th pick for a mid-second round and mid-third round pick, then pick cornerback, wide receiver, defensive end, wide receiver, with the second and third round picks. This is my first time listening live. Well, welcome.
Sorry.
The pick is in for
the Cleveland
Browns.
Could it be?
D?
Well, no, they're certainly talking about Geno Smith out.
Yeah, who's the coach there now?
So
Cleveland?
Good question.
Who's the coach in Cleveland?
They're not the best NFL analyst for nothing.
It's not that Shermer guy anymore,
No,
right?
He got fired. I don't remember who
the hell
hired. Chud?
Yes.
Chudzinski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Good call, Paul.
not really. It took me way too long.
No, that's all right. None of us were going to get it.
No, I definitely wasn't.
So we'll see. The pick is in for the Browns. Ashwin writes in. He says about Gruden's assessment. He spoke of his lack of time spent on the field since Jordan played limited time at Oregon.
That's it?
I don't know.
He killed him because he didn't play that much?
I guess.
Oh, Andy. He just eviscerated the entire draft. You've been all over every guy for that.
Sort of.
Except for like Luke Jokel.
And apparently it's big at Oregon, too. Kyle Long doesn't play, and then they draft him. Yeah, and Jordan doesn't play, then they draft him. Jordan, too.
He really is insufferable.
Is the Adalys Thomas. That thing bothered me, too. You know, he played corner, he played linebacker, he played this, he played that. Sure he did.
Patrick from New York writes in, when did the Patriots make decisions according to the experts? My take is that Robert Kraft is saying that the experts don't consider this draft deep or very talented, but the New England organization will pick the best available players that they can fit in their schemes. Therefore, they will decide if they start their picks right away.
Well, and to go along with Andy's
not what I heard him say
line of thinking about the trading up aspect, if he's right, if there are only two or three guys who could start for this team, then they're going to have to trade up to get them.
Mingo or somebody, they'll get him.
My takeaway from that quote is exactly what Eric just said. they have two or three guys, and if one or two of those three guys is still available in the, like, say, the late teens, early 20s,
go get them. Rotten Cowboy.
Christian has more about what Gruden set up, but first let's go to the podium where Roger Goodell's
one of those chances for a quarterback.
With the sixth pick in the 2013 NFL draft,
Chance Womack,
the Cleveland Browns select Barkevious Mingo.
Oh, the dream is dead, Fred.
Mingo, they got Mingo.
Ah, that was going to be my cover if we got him. Okay, so Barkevious Mingo.
Turn that rim shot up a little. It's very silent.
Is off the board, and there's not going to be any quarterbacks taken in this first round.
Well, let's see. We got
just flippantly flicked a switch. They're not going.
We got Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then we might have a wait, and then you got to me, it's going to come down to Freddie, one of those teams trading back into the bottom of the first round.
Right.
So, and the whole thing about the fifth year might be valuable to somebody that wants Barkley or Smith or Nassib.
New York Jest.
You just find out, you know, I can control him for 5 years instead of I wait till the top of the second round, I only get him for four. That might be the difference. I don't know if that's that valuable to the teams, but it might be.
All right, Arizona's on the clock. Back to Deion Jordan. Christian says that Gruden said he ruined him. He said injury issue with shoulders, too small and a lot of unknowns, doesn't overpower, and has no special moves. So that's a little bit
That's
more like it.
That's
right?
An evisceration.
Sounds like something I would say.
Well, it's certainly
he is definitely small, and he's got shoulder injuries. Those are facts, not opinions.
And no power because he can't lift because he's got shoulder injuries.
But Patrick writes in, the owner of the Denver Broncos, Patrick Bowen, says...
this one's for John.
You guys are way too hard on Deion Jordan. He looks great on film when he's not blocked, that is.
There's been a number of guys in this draft that are like that.
Absolutely.
They either unblocked or... I actually wrote in one of them, I forgot who it was, at his best when unblocked. But who isn't?
Yeah, Patrick is right because there was a lot of guys that we watched on the tapes that we get and just... You know, just running. They're like Dan Klecko sacks.
Also a lot of circumstantial production. You look at a guy on paper and he's got like 8 sacks, and then you see 4 of them and you're like, well, those were 4 of the 8. No wonder he had 8 sacks. Like, you know, somebody else would flush him. The guy would trip and fall and he'd touch him. You know, Rosie Colvin type sacks.
Wow.
Todd from Nova Scotia.
We got Dan Klecko sacks. We got Rosie Colvin sacks.
He says I'm a
midget down on the field.
I'm ahead of you here in Nova Scotia, so Twitter won't bother me. So what's going to happen this year? You guys are always entertaining. From Paul resigning to Andy with his Twitter wordplay to Fred's F-bombing rant, do something entertaining, will you, Eric? What percentage?
He's working on a piece.
Yeah, he's on a piece. Sorry. What percentage would you put on the position taken in the first? I say 15% for, I guess, Patriots. 15% chance wide receiver. 15% chance O-line. 35% chance defensive back and 35% chance D line. How does that sound to you guys? 15 wide receiver, 15 O line, 35 defensive back, 35 D line.
That sounds reasonable.
I think the O line's a little high, but everything else I think is reasonable.
I'm with you, Paul.
Barrett Jones.
I'd be stunned if they took a wide receiver before defense in the first round.
I wouldn't.
I would.
What if they?
Well, it depends if all those guys are gone that they like.
Well, but what if one of those two or three is a receiver and they're like, wow, this guy's really good?
Yeah, I just don't see them having one of. I don't see it. If it's right and one of the two or three that are fictional two or three guys is a receiver, then yeah, I could see it. But I can't see Belichick saying a receiver is one of those guys.
Interesting note from our friends at Any Patriots Draft. They believe that Barkevious's brother's name is Hutavius.
Yes, I reported that at the Combine, Andy. Thank you.
You did. I don't read your stuff.
I'm well aware of that. It's kind of like Fred.
Oh, like you read mine?
What are they, Roman or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not good with that whole name thing. I don't think they're Roman.
Sirs, I know.
Do Romans have dreads?
Sirs,
he says
Gruden basically criticized Jordan for not playing a lot at Oregon. 6 snaps on the field, 6 snaps off. That just goes to show how inept our division rivals are. Just when you think the Dolphins turn a new page, they reach for a player. So,
well,
you're going to defend the Dolphins, Paul?
I'm not going to defend the Dolphins. I'm just going to defend where the player was supposed to get. I mean, in this draft, everybody had him in the top 5.
Right.
So, I don't really know if 3's a reach.
In this draft.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Bad draft.
Well, then everybody's a reach at that.
But
right?
I agree with you, Fred. I think this is a draft.
Well, but you get back to, like, Mingo is a better player, better proven player.
I like Mingo better
than Jarvis Jones.
I like Mingo better than Jordan.
He's a better proven player.
I would have taken.
But who has the better NFL upside? That's what you get into, that whole upside versus proven.
I agree. With Mingo is a better player than Jordan.
Pick is in for Arizona. Hasn't been announced, obviously, yet. Christian from Boston, another Christian. First-time emailer, four-year listener. Just wanted to get Mr. Draft's opinion on Cal wide receiver Keenan Allen. He's a big physical wide receiver, is very sudden in his routes, has excellent route-running skills, and gets off press coverage really easily. He was the number one wide receiver heading into the draft, but lost a lot of momentum after not participating in the combine from an injury and running a slow 40 coming off the injury. I think he's the best wide receiver in the draft. Do you guys think he's a good fit for the Patriots? Thanks and appreciate the read. If you do it, Fred. And
yeah, he was the number one receiver heading into the combine, and that was reflected on my big board where I put together before the combine. He lacks elite acceleration was one of the things that really jumped off the page for me. He's a long strider, a little bit of body catching. I have questions about his hands. Doesn't always get separation. Not really a fluid athlete. So I had some concerns about him. I would put him in the rest of the pack. Good production. Don't love him.
I didn't like him really much at all. I've seen a lot of comparisons between him and
Gruden.
Jordy Nelson, and I don't see the speed.
2013 NFL Draft. The Arizona Cardinals select Jonathan Cooper, guard, North Carolina.
This is going to go down as the most boring draft ever.
Wow, that was a little bit of a reach, I think.
Not really.
You know, taking a guard.
Those guards at one point were being talked about as number one overall pick possibilities, which obviously is a commentary on the blue chippers in this draft, but Cooper and Warmack are both very good guards. Cooper will be a very productive NFL guard for a long time. Now, like Paul, I don't know how much you value such a description, a very productive NFL guard for a long time.
Very excited Arizona Cardinal fan in the front row there.
I value it as a Cardinal solid fourth-round selection, Andy. That's what I value it as.
Yeah, it's fine, but it gets back to us when we talk about Vince Wilfork and Logan Mankins.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
You invested $100 million in them. Do you have playmakers that show up on Sunday that change games? I don't know.
Well,
you know, how much better?
If you don't have a good offensive line, it certainly turns other teams into playmakers.
How much better is Logan Mankins? And I love Logan Mankins. How much better is Logan Mankins than Dan Conley?
And how much better is Jonathan Cooper than a third-round, fourth-round guard?
But that's my question. So you're going from first-round pick in Mankins, highest-paid guard in football, to a guy who was undrafted and you got off the scrap heap.
Like
how much better? Well, how much better is one than the other? I think Mankins is a terrific player. I think he's a terrific leader and a terrific captain and all that stuff. Plays hurt, and he plays at a high level. He's a guard, and guards don't generally impact games.
All right, two big AFC East picks coming up. Buffalo followed by the Jets. No wide receiver's been picked yet. Tavon Austin's obviously still on the board. Patterson's still on the board. Do you think either one of those guys go in these next two picks?
No, I think Jets are going to go defense.
Not Patterson, but I think Buffalo could take Austin.
Well, a lot of people were talking about the Jets taking Austin and the teams were going to have to leapfrog. Oh, but maybe they were talking about the second Jets pick.
The Bills really like Austin from what I'm told.
I forgot the Jets have two picks.
No, Fred, I think you're right, yeah. Fred. I think Austin's a guy that a lot of people have on the fringe of the top 10.
Yes,
and here we are at 8. So I wouldn't be stunned to see him go. I think Andy. It seems like every guy that Andy has described, there's four or five things that you can say he can do, and then four or five things you're not sure if he can do consistently. And I think you could say that about everybody. And Austin's another one. He's tiny.
Is this because a lot of these guys are either junior entries or didn't play more than 2 years in college?
No, it's because it's a bad draft.
I just think it's one of those anomalies.
Yeah.
Every year there's entries. Every year there's one you hit wonders.
I mean,
Let me say this, too. I think there'll probably be as many quality players that come out of this draft as the average draft.
Right.
We just don't know who they are. Like Pro Bowl players.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
We just don't know who they are, and they don't see another trade here.
I think you're underrating.
So it looks like with St. Louis.
I mean, look at these drafts. Like
I said, the average draft,
Well, I'm just comparing, like, the pass rushers 2 years ago, the quarterbacks last year. What is this draft going to be? The tackles? The tackles in 13.
So the Rams.
But just out of curiosity, what happens if like those three tackles turn out to be perennial Pro Bowlers? Then, yeah, it will be the year of the tackle.
Are they real Pro Bowlers or fake?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I mean, are the pass rushes real pass rushes or fake?
Well, some of both, but I think like Von Miller and J.J. Watt have proven themselves elite players.
Right, so maybe Fisher and Jokel prove themselves elite players.
All right.
Still just tackles.
Who did the Rams need to jump, leapfrog the Jets to get?
Tavon Austin.
You think so?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Give my boy Sammy Bradford a weapon, baby.
Well, then what, you know, that's another thing that I accurately read earlier, that teams felt that they had to leapfrog the Jets to get Tavon Austin. So,
but
we don't know that's a fact, though. But that
you know, Florio reported it 12 days ago, and he's always right.
Well, here's where I'm going to step in. I happened to read this on Florio today, and I don't know who wrote it, or otherwise I would credit him. They said the problem with that is that the Bills love Austin. That's why I was saying that Austin was a possibility at 8. So you had a trade with Buffalo to convince them they were going to get more than just Austin, and they would trade down.
Doug Marrone was just getting antsy and had to do something.
Rams
his hands
move up
were moving.
To 8th and trade with Bills. Jets are 9, so you'd have to think this is for Austin, says EEI. W-E-E-I.
All right.
What do we care what EEI thinks?
That just happened to be the tweet that was up on my screen. Second-round pick and swap third-rounders with the Bills, according to Jason Lockenfora.
What was that? Give me that again.
Second round pick. So the Rams parted ways with their second round pick.
Can you give me the numbers so I can?
I don't have the number. Well, I can't do 46.
So they traded what and what to get to what?
And then they swapped third rounders.
I can't figure that out.
All right. So St. Louis moves up to number 8, and I would assume that they've already made their pick. But we don't know what it is.
They know who it is because they wouldn't have traded up if they didn't.
Web radio
call,
at
Andy.
Patriots.com.
Trade up. Oh, man, he was already taken.
Oh, wait, I wanted Eric Fisher. It's like that fantasy draft. Mike Trout available.
Adam in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Fred and company, keep up the great work. First year listening to you guys during the draft. Been listening to PFW in Progress for quite some time. All aside, I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for sitting here for 3 or 4 hours to hear that Belichick has traded down or drafted Harry Shabubi from Hawaii for his versatility in the trenches.
I don't like a Harry Booby.
Having said that, if Rhodes or Trufant fall to us and we trade down or draft a versatile guard or defensive tackle, I may have a stroke. Edit. Matt Elam would be nice, too, if those guys are gone. Wide receiver-wise, if Justin Hunter falls, I may forgive them going there. Your thoughts?
Don't like Elam and don't like Hunter. Other than that, I have no problem with the email.
P.S. Hayden is vastly overrated due to the feel-good story and Mayock taking an upset pick. Kid never played against any real competition. He's a second-rounder and, at best, the fourth-best cornerback in this draft. Crazy to think he might be the second cornerback taken.
I'll take D.J. Hayden over Xavier Rhodes 12 days out of 12.
Why is that?
Because I told you, Rhodes is a big, stiff, not fluid guy who's going to have to move to safety. I think Hayden is a legitimate NFL cover corner.
Okay. Let's see. John in South Carolina. I have not had a chance to email in during the day. Work has been beating me like Paul at a bad Super Bowl. I still listen, and I have to say, if Eric, otherwise known as Blood Orange,
not sure I get
gets
that.
Any more uptight, he should rent out his butt to create diamonds. Oh, that's not nice.
I don't even get it.
Andy, evidently the Bills also got a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, tight ass.
Diamonds formed from pressure.
Yeah.
They never saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, I have.
I'm crossing my fingers hoping that Hopkins falls to the Patriots. Do you think McCourty is a good safety or simply better at safety than corner?
A little bit of both. I think he's better at safety than corner for sure, but I also think he's a decent safety. I think he could get better there too. Rams selection is...
All right, let's go to the podium.
In the 2013 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Tavon Austin, wide receiver, West Virginia.
All right, so hopefully the Jets are really disappointed and, like, really, like, swearing and throwing things around their war room.
Well, I think there's a good chance of that, Freddie, because I don't know if there's any truth to it, but the two guys that I kept hearing for the Jets were Austin and Mingo. And, you know, obviously they're both off the board before they get a chance to pick at 9.
Oh, isn't that great?
According to ESPN stats and information, Tavon Austin, first skill player taken, is the latest the first quarterback, running back, wide receiver has been taken since 1991.
Okay. All right, and he is a St. Louis Ram, so we don't have to worry about him being a difference maker in the AFC East.
That is correct. But he's a difference maker from the same franchise.
So the Jets are on the board, and now that Austin is gone... do you think that they try to fill the void left by Revis leaving?
We got a half a one
that
correct.
Makes sense. That would make sense.
D. Milliner, perhaps,
possibly,
from Alabama.
Or Xavier Rhodes or
Milliner.
Is it still too high for Trufant?
No, I don't think so. Not if you like him. I'm not a big believer in too high for anybody if you think he's the guy.
I'm saying based on what we've seen in mocks.
Yeah, a little bit. Everybody, the consensus became that
you.
Milliner
if you like the
was
player,
the best
you take
corner.
Him,
but... just wanted to pat ourselves on the back a little bit. We did have Tavon Austin to the Rams. Obviously not,
just not at that spot,
pick,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. in the 16th pick, we had Tavon Austin.
You got to count that as a hit because obviously if they liked him enough to move up to get him, they would have taken him at 16 or whatever.
You think, Perillo.
Thanks. Anything to make us look better.
Mark says, FYI, Jason Lockenfora and Mike Silver are tweeting the picks. They are not subscribing to the Twitter blackout rules.
I told
like
you,
the ESPN.
Before the first half of the first round was done.
Incorrect, because I follow Michael Silver. He hasn't tweeted one pick.
Yeah, I haven't
you
seen
sure?
either.
Okay.
I haven't seen
a pick yet, and I follow. Well, who was the other guy?
Pretty sure I follow both.
Michael Silver and Jason Lockenfora.
I follow both, and they haven't tweeted a pick yet.
Okay.
Unless they have some special insider account or something that I don't know about. I don't know, because I'm not the most social network savvy guy out there.
Patrick from New York says this might work well for New England. If most teams take all the defensive ends and top wide receivers, New England might get to pick a top cornerback and at least fill that hole. What do you guys think about that? Would you prefer to get a pass rusher first or a corner first for New England?
I would prefer a pass rusher. But if most of those guys are gone, I'll take the corner.
Can I ask a question?
The best guy, pass rusher.
Who are we saying isn't a good corner?
I'd like to do
better than any of the three that we have.
I'd like to have some competition there. I don't want to just rely on those two.
I'm just confused because
pass rusher would be my first choice. If I could get the best player at either one of those spots, pass rusher would be the one I'd want.
I just don't see a hole right now at cornerback. I mean, supposedly Talib is God's gift to the defense. They're great when he's on the field. They stink when he's
but
not.
But Andy, you know,
and Kyle Arrington, we just gave $8 million to play slot corner.
But
Alfonso Dennard
that.
Was maybe at times their best corner.
But you don't feel that they're set at corner because you're not as in love with those first two guys as you just sort of painted yourself to be.
But you're married to him. You gave
but
$8 million.
But that doesn't mean you can't do better.
Then you really effed up somewhere. Somewhere along the line, you effed up.
I think the Kyle Arrington contract was too high.
I'm of the belief you
the
need
Talib
a corner
contract
for
is
Talib
fine.
Because there's a good chance Talib leaves after this year.
And that's why I think that
so
they,
that may
they
be
need
why
to find
you,
a number one corner
right,
because
so
I don't think Talib
right,
is going to be here
and
long
And they
term.
Have the leverage now with
And
Talib.
They also have to worry about his durability.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you also answered your question to start with that everybody thinks he's got you very sarcastically, and I agree, said that everybody thought he was God's gift to coverage when you know he wasn't.
Wow. I think it could blow up if he's a backup.
Well, I didn't say he was a backup. I said that you sort of trickled down. I think, you know, maybe Arrington's out of a job or Dennard's out of a job.
Holy, out of a job for $8 million?
And also, what?
When you say Arrington's out of a job, I don't know. He's still playing for the Patriots. I mean, they're not going to cut him.
I didn't say he was cut.
Yeah.
I don't
but
care whether he's cut
his,
or
he
whether
have as
he's
big a
on
role
the bench.
As you're in.
But if you paid him $8 million to stand on the sideline, it's the worst contract they've ever signed.
I don't know if I would go that far,
James
but I
Sanders.
Think it was a terrible contract.
James Sanders
signed.
Started and was a capable contributor. He was overpaid, I'll agree with you, but he started and was a capable contributor for the most part. You know, Adalis Thomas was a very good player for at least 1 year. One of their best defensive players. Bill Belichick said that, not me. So if Kyle Arrington in the first year of an $8 million guarantee is on the sideline, it is arguably the worst contract you have ever signed. Although the renegotiation with Chet Ochocinco is pretty high on the list.
But I just don't know why.
Sean Ellis pretty high on the list, too.
Okay, so there's a few in the conversation.
The Jets have about a minute and a half left on the clock. They have not selected at this point.
Because, according to you, Fred, they're still throwing things and sulking.
I hope so. Don't you? I mean, I can't wish enough bad things on them. A lot of people said that, you know, Rex Ryan's only way to survive after the season is if they get a quarterback and he succeeds. I disagree. The only reason that Rex Ryan is still there is because of his contract. He's gone after this year. There's a search underway now for the right coach, and he's just riding out.
Do you know this? Or
Well.
That makes absolutely zero sense.
The people that I'm talking to in New York.
So they want him out, and an NFL team won't pay his contract?
Yeah, they
that makes no sense.
Yeah, he's just riding
it
out.
Like Division II?
Yeah, they're not ready to make the change now. They don't have the right guy yet, but he's gone. He's gone. That search is underway.
According to Jason Lockenfor, the Jets are taking D. Milliner.
Okay, so he's now tweeting picks? right after I said he's not tweeting picks.
Makes sense.
I apologize to the email. The emailer that said that he was making picks because I hadn't seen a single one.
Is that a slip? D. Milliner down to the ninth spot?
No, he was like a top 10 guy, but yeah, and
still is.
Well, yeah, he's
so
nine.
He slip. Now, I don't think so. I think if anything, it's still a little bit high for him. But in this draft, who knows? Sam Farmer tweeting his inner Andy Hart says, someone is soon is going to catch a falling star.
Oh, Lotulele.
Jonathan in Florida writes in, interesting note, Kansas City and Jacksonville play each other week one. I'm guessing it's not often that the first and second pick ever play in the same game the first week of the season. It may not be.
Well, what if they don't start?
They still had the first and second pick.
Justin Smith and Richard Seymour played. They were both high picks. Just throwing that out there. Don't know why it's relevant.
4 and 6, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't know why you remembered that. But for the guy who can't remember what he had for lunch.
Fred writes in, Andy with the short memory. Andy says that he's a firm believer that if you're convinced the guy is good for your team, it's not too high a pick to take him unless his name is Tavon Wilson. Right, Andy?
Either that or unless you have three other guys that are playing quarterback and make money, you can't take a guy.
Let's go to the podium.
We can finish 32nd with someone else, I guess, in pass defense.
With the ninth pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the New York Jets select D. Milliner, defensive back, Alabama.
Oh. They didn't know.
What is that?
What a surprise. Okay, a little bit,
That pick makes sense for them.
Oh, it sure does.
Losing Revis, they got what everybody thought was the best corner in the draft. I don't love Milliner. I don't think he's anywhere near that kind of elite corner like Revis.
But he's got some pressure on him, too.
Who is?
Yeah.
All right, so the Jets get Milliner, difference maker? No?
No.
Doesn't turn a loss into a win in the AFC East against the Patriots?
No.
How could he possibly be a difference maker when they gave up the best corner in the game?
I'm just asking.
At best, it's like Amendola for Welker. It's a wash. At best.
Tennessee on the board with the 10th pick. So
we had Chance Warmack, so he's still around, right?
Rich Samini.
Chance
just,
Warmack is still on the
there's
board.
There's a chance we were right.
Rich Samini just tweeted out that he spoke with Milliner yesterday, and he said he could be as good as Revis. And then Samini says, I wonder if he'll say that now.
Let's see. John in L.A. says Mel Kiper referred to the Jets as a glorified expansion team.
Wow.
Jets are in tough shape. The Jets have lost a lot of talent over the last 3 years.
And
unfortunately, their quarterback has gone the other way.
Tim writes in, Mingo and Austin off the board before the Jets were ever on the clock. Rex Ryan's mood right now, that makes me a sad panda. That's a South Park joke, I guess. And I think if the Patriots do not take an end in the first round, I think it's a good sign that they expect Abraham to be a Patriot eventually.
You and
it's
Fred.
A done deal, right, Fred?
You and Fred
right.
Stick together.
Exactly.
The Jets still could go, I've seen some of this linked to them, the Jarvis Jones route for that productive pass rusher type.
Okay. Brad says, great show, guys. And Eric, that had better be a fantastic article you're writing because you have checked out of this show. Hats off to Paul.
It's a piece. And it's, yeah, it's not an article. It's a piece.
Sorry, we multitask around here.
And he checked
apparently
out of this piece.
Apparently you don't, Eric, because you're not multitasking.
Well, you can't write and talk at the same time.
Fred barks.
So, you're not multitasking.
You know what, I'm still here.
When Fred yells at us now, he's from up there now because he's up a couple of stairs.
We can see him
and
the
he's
glass.
Like barking down at us.
Hats off to Paul, who has been saying that defensive tackles are a dying breed as they're falling like rocks down the draft. Nice call, Paul. Yeah. Would like to see a Trufant or Hopkins in round one, but I think Bill will trade back. And yes, I will listen all evening. So keep the fun rolling. That's Brad from West Virginia. Thanks, Brad. No one's calling.
This isn't,
that's good.
We don't want impressive for my top 20 big board. And Star Lotulele, Sharif Floyd, and Sheldon Richardson is my top three prospects. They're all available at
halfway through your...
That just means the rest of the NFL doesn't know what they're doing.
I concur.
Let's see. Nick writes in. He says, why would we draft a corner in the first round? One, nobody's that good. Two, who would we replace the guy we're paying $8 million to? The guy we just re-signed with an attitude or the guy who was our best corner?
That's what I said.
the same goes with safety. Are we going up? Are we giving up on our first rounder?
Evidently, everybody's fine with being last in pass defense.
No,
I thought we could get better.
No. Paul, the story was when Tlaib played, they were awesome. That was the story I heard.
I can't figure out what side of the fence you're on. You stop talking over there.
The same goes with safety. Are we giving up on our first rounder from a few years ago, our second rounder from last year, or our high-priced-ish free agent from last year? I think the Patriots need a pass rusher in the first and a wide receiver in the second. Who would
this
you guys
good.
Want for each position? Andy, pretend we can't get your guy for this one.
I don't want to pretend that because we can.
Yeah.
Did you announce your surprise pick? Or not surprise pick, but your Patriots pick on Patriots today? Who the Patriots are going to take?
In the first round?
Yeah.
Dayton Jones?
Yeah.
And then Terrence Williams.
Williams.
No, Wheatley, damn it.
In the second round.
Terrence Williams is the guy I want. If we leave this draft with Terrence Williams, I'll be happy.
No matter what else they do?
Pretty much. Even though I shouldn't be, because according to Robert, he's just going to sit on the bench, not start.
Well, maybe he's one of those guys who could start.
Good point, Eric. I hadn't thought of that.
All right.
I got somebody from a number who keeps texting me the update, 0 for 9, 0 for 5 in the mock draft, but I don't know who it is, because it's just a phone number. They're not in my...
Well, he got your number. He knows your cell phone.
I don't get it.
When someone has your number,
you really got to draw him a map. If it's not about sex,
right, if it's
you
not about
draw him a map.
Genitalia, he doesn't know.
Screw you guys.
Your number is 69. There we go. That's what we're looking for.
Wrong hole, fool.
Just about 2.5 minutes left for the Tennessee pick.
I'm saying there's a chance.
These picks are starting to take too long. Let's go.
Yeah, what's taking so long?
It's a crappy draft. It's easy when there's good players available and you know who you want, but when they all suck, like Robert says, there's only three that could start. I'm assuming there's more that could start for some other teams who aren't as good, but it's crappy.
Zach wants to know, why would a team draft an offensive lineman in the first round? I see that they need to protect the quarterback, but wouldn't they want to get better position players?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it depends on your needs. I was actually having this debate with one Mike Giardi last night. There are certain teams that a tackle could make a big difference. You give the quarterback time to make plays. They have some receivers. They have a quarterback.
Miami, for instance.
You know, yeah, but you know, in certain situations, whereas other teams, to me, you take certain positions, you know. Chance Warmack, if he goes to the Buffalo Bills, he's not turning around the Buffalo Bills. As Fred would say, he's not a difference maker. So, well, great, you got a guard, but what do you get out of it? You need guys who can change games and get you going in the right direction.
By taking a chance, you're really taking a chance.
There is something to be said about having a solid offensive line. In any game, winning that battle in the trenches is still important
in
football.
But in the 1940s.
No. Even now,
if you don't have a quarterback,
if your quarterback
and playmakers,
doesn't have time,
you can't win.
You can't.
And
win.
If your quarterback sucks and has time, you still lose. He still sucks.
Well, that
sucks with no time.
Okay,
sucks with
but,
time.
But even Tom
sucks.
Brady's going to have a hard time if he doesn't have time.
obviously. But I'm talking about teams that don't have Tom Brady and say, you know what's going to make me better? A guard.
Yeah.
Great. You got the best guard in the draft. And in 5 years, he'll leave your team to go to a real team.
Kiernan in England says, D. Milliner did not look happy when the Jets picked him. If the Jets picked me, I'd just retire. I hear that.
What? I thought he, didn't he say, wasn't he the one who said, like, I know they like me a lot more now than before they got rid of Revis or something. He's been commenting a lot about the Jets for a couple days now.
Yeah, I think he was not surprised to be taken by the Jets.
Why would you be upset? You're going to New York.
Going to New, yeah.
I mean, you don't have to sulk like Elway or Eli Manning. You're going to a team. Any team in the NFL could be crap to good in 2 years.
All right, Tennessee's pick has been in for a little bit. And that's another thing. Once it's in, why does it take so long for it to be announced?
They're going to time it all up and everything, TV, you know, give me.
But the thing is,
you know, that emailer was right, by the way. I'm now starting to see, I won't say who the pick is, but I'm starting to see the Michael Silvers and the, and you had Luck and Four before, so they're starting to make the picks.
Where is it? I don't see one. Oh, yes! This was a dead ringer for PFW.
And here comes Commissioner Goodell to the podium.
10th overall pick, rounding out the top 10 of this 13 draft.
With the 10th pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Chance Wormack, guard, Alabama.
How about that?
Well, after all that talk, another guard off the board in the first round in the top 10. So,
a lot of good players for New England at positions that they need.
Fred, just to, you know, not to start a fight with you, but that's why everybody says this draft stinks. Because the offensive linemen are, like, dominating the top 10.
Just for the record, I hope that number that was texting me wasn't like a friend of my mom's, because they just got a, we hit that one dead on, so suck it.
Actually, it was your
mom. It was your mom, actually.
San Diego Chargers
hope
are on
not.
The board right now. San Diego Chargers on the clock. Ryan writes in, you guys have the hardest job ever this year. I'm ready to pass out. We're barely past pick 10. Maybe Eric and Andy can drop the pretense and start making out or something.
Oh, who is this?
Yes! Excellent suggestion.
Ryan, relax over there.
Wait a minute. What pretense is that?
Oh, because...
Oh, come on, please. Andy, please. Come on out.
Freddie. Oh, the pick is in already. I like it.
Good. Good for San Diego. Christian says draft blows. However, I'm still listening to PFW and watching the draft like the loser football fan that that Paul loathes.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Christian. No way I'm in the middle of it.
So the Chargers pick is in, and NFL Network goes to a commercial. So that's great.
I don't know what Jason Lockenfour is doing. I got nothing.
Getting a little chilly up in here.
Up in this piece.
Think we're going to get another offensive lineman here?
Who's left?
Fluker?
Yeah. Oh, that would be a terrible pick. Would also be a run on Bama players, huh?
Yeah.
Three in a row?
Jonathan says, so by taking Amendola, did the Patriots indirectly end up robbing the Jets of Tavon Austin? I'd like to think so. Stupid Jets.
Hmm.
Well, think about that.
Interesting logic, yeah.
It is, yeah.
I got to tell you.
They probably would have taken him anyway.
I think Mingo would have been a really, really good pick for the Jets. I'm not sure Austin would have been. Can you imagine what Sanchez would do with Austin? He'd kill him. Like he does with Curley now. He gets that guy killed every other week.
Over the middle,
he can't throw the ball. So what's the sense of having a dynamic playmaker who's cutting across the middle trying to make plays when the ball's on his back hip all the time? He's going to get killed.
Maybe Tebow's throwing.
All right, San Diego on the clock. Pat writes in, serious question here. If Sharif Floyd ends up slipping to the late teens, early 20s, could you see the Patriots trading up to select him like they did last year with Chandler Jones?
Yeah, Sharif Floyd?
The run on Bama boys will continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sharif Floyd would be the only problem is how much of an impact is an interior guy going to make on the defense?
Who? He can be an impact guy. He can be Warren Sapp.
You think so?
Yes, yes. He can penetrate.
That's high praise.
I know you. Forget it.
Oh, jeez. Always on his mind.
That's
Fred.
Why we're telling you to drop the pretense and just get it on.
Right.
Wait, what? He just no.
Just no.
All right, San Diego on the clock. Web radio.
I think they're probably going to go offensive line here.
What's that?
I think they're probably going to go offensive line here.
Fluker?
I think so. There's a good chance. Those Bama boys, Roll Tide, three in a row.
I think they'll go for one of the defensive tackles, actually.
I think you're wrong. Want to bet a lunch on it?
I think they're going to go for
DJ Fluker.
Sheldon Richardson.
Do you want to bet a lunch on it?
Is this the Chargers pick right now?
Yeah.
I'll
say DJ Fluker. You say Sheldon Richardson. Book it.
All right. We have to be right on.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And are you buying just for me or for the whole radio
staff? No, just for you.
Okay.
At a place of my choice.
I'm rooting for you, Fred.
At a place of my
choice. So I get the place of my choice.
Right.
Toby Keith's. They got good nachos.
No. Yeah, no. If you win, I get to choose the place that I buy you the lunch from.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's too bad.
No, because I don't want to eat crap.
That's a terrible bet.
Yeah, you like,
don't make it.
You can end up with a Subway
sandwich.
I'm
going to win because they've already reported on Twitter that it's DJ Fluker.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so bet's off. No fair.
Doesn't you know how like, we always make fun of him and say that he doesn't really listen to us?
He really doesn't
listen to us. We've been talking about Fluker for 5 minutes.
So they pick Fluker?
Yes, a right tackle.
The
in
pick
my
has been in for a long time on the thing, so that's when everybody starts saying. Who
all right,
the pick
well, here comes Goodell.
Here comes Goodell.
And the commissioner coming.
Fred's mad.
It's no fluke either.
In the 2013 NFL draft, the San Diego Chargers select.
All right.
DJ Fluker, tackle, Alabama.
Wow. Wow.
Nick Saban getting his first round pick, so he's got three guys. Oh, not in the top 10.
Unprecedented offensive lineman. Coming off the board.
What's that? 6 of 11 picks? 6 of...
Correct.
Wow.
And now you know why they called it a bad draft.
Okay, so now... who's up? Oakland's up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Oakland via Miami is on the board.
By the way, we had San Diego taking Eric Fisher, so we had the position right.
Doesn't count.
No.
No. But this is not as bad
as... They had
as,
Lane Johnson. I can't give him credit for that either.
No, I'm not giving him credit, but at least they weren't totally, you know, we take a running back.
Patrick says, most of the games the Patriots played last year, let's see, New York, I think, had leads and gave up late. Even if this draft doesn't have closers or closeout players... Where can New England get players that can change games or help maintain their leads this next season? Do you guys think that the Patriots have what it takes to develop game-changing players? Can New England cultivate a Darrell Revis or a Calvin Johnson? No. Those guys aren't.
You're not getting a Calvin Johnson.
No.
Yeah.
Fred,
But on the existing roster, are there playmakers to be found on the existing roster?
I think that's
the question.
Wait, on offense or defense?
Both.
God, yes. Chandler Jones. Dont'a Hightower. Tavon Wilson. Adrian Wilson.
Him.
Well, I'm not sold on him, but you took him in the second round as an athletic coverage safety who played corner.
Who shouldn't have been drafted.
Big. Well, that's fine, Eric. But, I mean, yes, there's potential. If they're right, there's potential. If they're wrong, then there isn't. Fred, you want to make another bet?
Oh,
I think the Raiders might go quarterback here.
Do you know that?
I don't know. Do you want to bet?
So they're taking Geno Smith or Barkley?
Oh, yeah.
You have Barkley. I'll take Geno Smith.
I would say Smith. I actually haven't seen they're going so fast now that I think that's why we were probably missing them earlier when the emailers were telling us. I got to think it's Smith if they're going to take a quarterback.
Yeah, I think so, too.
As you know that mystery number that you were getting, Andy, on your text?
Yeah.
Christian says, don't worry, Andy. It's not your mother because she's with me.
Oh, man.
Christian gets you with that one every
all the time.
Does.
He does. Well timed, Christian.
He's good.
He's good. That one, he's
like
good.
His mother.
He's good.
Nah, not funny when you do it.
He beat me. I acknowledge that. He beat me.
Ryan.
First punch knockout.
Ryan in Fredericton, Canada. My son Nolan was born 1 week ago, and he's watching the draft with me, but seems bored out of his mind.
He's not the only one.
If you guys could deliver an entertaining performance with this Meg Griffin-like draft, might this show go down as your best performance ever?
Good.
I believe in you, boys. Don't mail this one in the way Rich Eisen seems to be doing.
He's mailing it in?
Well, he's America's best time filler, Rich Eisen. That's what he does. He fills time.
Except when you have a Super Bowl party and he comes to tell a story and doesn't have one.
I mean, this the way this draft is unfolding, it's looking more and more like the Patriots could stay put and make a pick. That could be exciting for all these people, these hundreds of people in the draft party, for us covering it. No? Freddie?
No, not really.
No? You're not excited?
Well, it depends who they take. If they stay put and take Barrett Jones, I'm not happy. If they stay put and take A.J. Klein, the two bad picks by staff members of Patriots.com in recent days, then that won't be fun.
Let's see. Kilf writes in, I don't understand Paul and Andy's lack of love for the O-line. Five out of the top ten teams picking tonight know how important they are, and Dean Milliner will have two opportunities each year to show Andy how good he is. Love D, hope he dominates, but F the Jets.
I look forward to the Brady versus
Milliner
matchups. I don't
think Dean Milliner's that good, by the way. I don't think Dean Milliner's that good. We'll see how good Tennessee is with the, you know, free agent Andy Levitre and Chance Warmack and all these. They got C.J. Johnson there, Chris Johnson to run behind that great offensive line. We'll see how good they are. We'll see how much put them in the Super Bowl. They had the best offensive line in football. We'll see how important the offensive line
is. Matt Hasselbeck has been talking up Jake Locker.
They're stacked. They got the best offensive line in football. We'll see what that gets them.
You have to be snarky.
Meanwhile, the team that won the Super
Bowl. Who's he arguing with?
The team that won the Super Bowl last year didn't have a left tackle until week 17. Okay. You might think that's an important position on an offensive line to find before week 17, right?
Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl. Because you can just plug any old Jag in, and as long as you have the other guys, you'll be fine. If you don't have the other guys, you're going to stink. Like Andy said, you put a bad quarterback back there behind the best offensive line, and he's still a bad quarterback.
Rich says, you guys are the only light in this tunnel of darkness we call a draft this year. I really hope we get big upgrades on defense this year. I listen to your draft show every year. Thanks for all you guys do.
But overall, if you're just an NFL fan, this draft sucks. But if you're just a hardcore Patriots fan, there's nothing to worry about right now. They haven't traded out yet.
Yet.
There are still, yeah, no, I'm seriously, though.
They're not going to trade out now.
They could still make an impact pick tonight, which would be great.
Oh, apparently it wasn't Geno Smith.
Really? It's Barkley?
No, it's not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback. It's Hayden.
Sort of sounds like quarterback, but it's cornerback.
All right.
Another DJ.
Well, that's good. You know what? I'm actually encouraged because that means the tweets aren't necessarily all getting tipped off.
So you must be really hating it.
DJ Hayden's going to get to Oakland and wish he had died.
Well, unless it's not the pick.
Mo writes in, what's up with the rush on O-linemen? I know there isn't much to pick from, but come on. Well, maybe everyone is just holding out till the second round so they don't have to pay them the first round money. Oh, well, we may have a shot at a skill player yet. Well,
that's another reason to be excited.
Yes. Don't say the draft sucks. If you're a Patriots fan,
suck, but
no. But from a Patriots,
that's every year.
From a Patriots fan perspective, there's still reason to think that they could make a pick tonight.
I'm going to say the first time in NFL.
Why wouldn't there be reason the Patriots could make a pick?
Because people are saying, "Oh, they don't have enough picks. Bill's got to trade out." I mean,
that's what you said.
That's what you said.
That's not what I said.
Oh,
I haven't been saying that at all. I said they were going to make a pick tonight.
Good.
I think the fact that there's only five picks makes it harder to do that. Number one, and the fact that everybody thinks the draft sucks and wants to trade down makes it even harder.
What do you think about the Dolphins' new logo?
Where is it?
I'm not really familiar with it.
You haven't seen it? It's been out for like a month.
That's almost as long as Andy's been out.
I'm going to say first time in NFL history
at the podium.
Back-to-back DJs.
In the 2013 NFL draft,
spin the record.
The Oakland Raiders select DJ Hayden.
Well there.
Defensive back, Houston.
Well there.
Well there. That's how you make the money.
That's how you make analysis. Well there.
Bart Hubbock kind of stole my joke. DJ Hayden nearly died on the field last year, so he knows what it's like to play for the Raiders.
That ain't funny. That's me.
Well, he didn't die, and now he's got to go to Oakland.
By the way, our lads had him in the mid-second round, DJ Hayden.
A lot of people did early. He was a late riser once they realized he wasn't going to die.
This is the kind of analysis you get, too. The Raiders did not get, quote, book value in the trade with the Miami Dolphins, but I don't care. They got an extra pick. Mike Mayock.
Rhymes with Mayock.
Does that mean it was a good trade or a bad trade? I don't know.
Who are you talking to?
Mayock, answer him.
I'm asking you guys, I'm asking you guys, what do you think? Do you think it was a good trade? Do you think he thinks it was a good trade or a bad trade?
I think he thinks it's a good trade.
Okay.
He likes the extra pick.
Yeah.
Carolina's on the board. Is that correct? Yeah.
No, the Jets,
no,
are,
the
on,
Jets are on the board.
Oh, the Jets are on the board. Right. I'm sorry. Jets are on the board via that trade with the Bucks.
The Jest.
For Revis. Number 13.
This could be Jarvis Jones.
We're getting there.
And I'm not seeing that on
Twitter. That would
I'm just kind of speculating that.
Okay.
That would be good for them. He would be an impact player right away.
All right. So let's see what the Jets can do. Cedric says, you guys are awesome. Just made me laugh so hard, Freddie, with the Andy coming out joke. Okay, guys, what about this? We get a pass rusher, two wide receivers, and I don't care about the seventh rounders.
That'd be fine.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I don't care about the seventh
rounders. Although they're all going to be backups, according to Roberts. So.
Hey,
do I put a little too much credence in one quote sometimes?
Hey, guys, and Kevin, longtime listener, love the show like no other. I didn't hear this anywhere, but what do you guys think about the Eagles trading Macklin for Patriots' second or third round pick? Is it worth it?
I don't like
I'm not a big fan of Macklin.
I like Macklin as a player, but I'm not sure that he fills the need that they – I don't think he's a, you know, a big – well – Macklin's pretty good. I would take Macklin. I
just talked
myself into the trade.
And it's not even like midnight yet.
I talked myself into the trade in mid-sentence. I like Macklin. He's a good player. I'm not sure he's the kind of guy that I think the Patriots offense is lacking.
Well, now he's turned around again.
But he's a good player. I would do that trade.
Just untraded him if you're trading for him.
A third round pick for him or Sanders? I mean, he's 100 times better than
Macklin.
He's 100 times better player than Emmanuel Sanders.
But the question is, do I want him or Terrence Williams?
Terrence Williams is
I
the
want
obvious
Terrence
answer.
Williams.
Well, you can take Terrence Williams in the second round and trade a third round pick for Jeremy Macklin.
Bruno also says Patriots trading Spikes for a second or above pick.
Yeah.
Not that I want it to happen, but in the running
in
game,
a heartbeat.
He's good, and in the passing game, he's bad. So Spikes for a second or above pick.
In a heartbeat.
Really? I'd need...
Brandon Spikes for a second or a first?
Well, first, yes. There's a lot.
You wouldn't trade Brandon Spikes for a second round pick?
I may not. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Regardless of the draft, you guys are always awesome. Thank you.
Karen Garigian tweets Ryan Mallett on trade rumors. Quote: Who knows what's going to happen? Is kind of in parentheses. I'm just playing the cards I'm dealt.
Who said that?
Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett on trade rumors.
Oh, okay. No news there.
No snarky comment for that.
No.
No, sorry. Asking someone to come out of the closet for that.
Comment. No, I don't. It's, you know, somebody write that for him. Just, you know.
Why are we taking shots at Ryan Mallett?
No, it's. I don't know.
It was a snarky comment.
My question is, why is it worth tweeting? It's not even.
Because the guy was supposedly being traded today, and she spoke with him.
Okay. All right.
She can't decide what he's going to respond to her questions, but she has the job to report what he says.
Rich says, since turning on the draft show and hearing your voice, my room now smells of mahogany and leather-bound books.
Because we're kind of a big deal. Yogging, I think.
Evidently, Gruden is continuing to eviscerate these picks.
So has he decided he's just never going to coach again? And
I hope so. No, I hope he's like this, I mean. I hope he becomes critical, because I think coaches that are in that role obviously know so much more than they say. And it would be great to hear a guy that actually tells us what he thinks.
Derek Havens writes in, it's been a way too long. Love the draft show as always. For starters, I haven't missed a show. You guys get me through the offseason. Andy, glad you and your family were safe. I was in town at the time and thought of you instantly. As for the draft, based on the board now, who do each of you want the Patriots to draft? I think we can all agree there's a good chance they move down, but what player would you like to target at 29? For me, I'd love to see Washington cornerback Desmond Trufant or USC wide receiver Robert Woods. Yeah. Both players look to be great fits and could contribute right away. Curious on your thoughts and talk to you soon.
I like Trufant. That's a good pick.
I like Trufant a lot.
But I would prefer if there's a better defensive end option out there. I would take Trufant.
What about Patterson? He's still on the board, and a lot of people thought he'd be in the top 10 first wide receiver.
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yep.
Did really people think he was going to be in the top 10?
Yep.
Who did?
I don't know.
Our lads.
I've already.
A lot of people?
I've already
five people that work on
it. I already hit the over on the amount of times I yell at Fred tonight, so no, I didn't see anybody in the top 10. But I don't really like him a lot either, Patterson. Do you like him, Fred?
Arlod likes him, so that means I like him.
Not necessarily.
If he's there in the second.
He certainly.
But he won't be.
He's one of those triangle hand catchers that Andy likes. He doesn't catch it with his body. He's got good length. He could be good. You know, I like him
better than Allen.
I happen to agree with Bill Belichick. It's very hard to project these wide receivers for the most part. But I think he could be
you know
good.
How everybody else does it. Not really sure.
The real Paul's starting to come out.
Well,
if we had two Miller Lights, this would get damn entertaining.
I'm just not sure how, you know, A.J. Green and Julio Jones were able to make the leap. I don't know.
Well, that's because Bill wouldn't have made the trade for Julio Jones. He told him not to.
No, I know. There is, in all seriousness, there's been a lot of wide receivers taken high that it's a crapshoot. It's a 50-50 shot. Really.
The Jets pick
a lot of guys
in.
don't pan out right away. Look at the guy that the Niners picked last year. They gave A.J. Jenkins, I think, they gave him every opportunity to find a role.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure he made a catch all year.
There's a Jets fan on TV, on NFL Network, that it's about
roots
the size
for the
of
Jets,
Hoboken.
Shaped like a blimp.
Dan the Byman says, this draft really blows. I don't know about you all, but I don't feel the same enthusiasm like the last two. Why is that? So I need to rely on you all to excite me or the Patriots drafting Justin Hunter or Jarvis Jones or Marcus Hunt. Okay?
Hunter?
If they get Hunt, it'll be tomorrow. Don't you think?
I don't like Marcus Hunter.
I doubt they would take him at 29.
They wouldn't.
He's a project reach
old dude.
I don't think so.
What were the other ones? Hunter or Hunt?
Both. I think both were mentioned.
I don't like Hunter at all. Hunt is intriguing with his athleticism, but these all defensive right. tackles got to start getting taken at some point.
Commissioner Goodell.
With the 13th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle, Missouri.
One of the best ones.
I think that's a good pick for them.
I do, too.
Yeah.
What's Mo Wilkerson been doing for them?
He's been good.
Yeah, you put those two together. Yeah. You got a good, young defensive line.
He's one of the few picks the last couple of years
Now, this Richardson is not a sure thing. He's kind of a one-year wonder, kind of has some reputation for kind of being a DB and cocky and maybe doesn't really like to be coached and listen and all that crap. But I think talent-wise, he's impressive.
Yeah, people have him highly rated as a defensive tackle.
So when you say people, you just mean our lads.
Right.
right.
Well, because it's lads.
Right?
It's more than
right.
one.
Right. Yes. What is our lads? Who is it?
It's a bunch of guys that are scouts.
Real scouts?
Well, I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. You know, they go to the Senior Bowl and all the All-Star games in the off-season. They go to the Combine.
Who's they?
The Arlads.
Do you have names?
Shenka is the main guy.
Shenka?
Let me read.
Is that his first or last name?
Shonka, I think.
Pete Shonka?
Thomas Hepler.
Shonka Shane?
And you got Dan Shonka, Peggy Shonka, who I'm sure helps. Jim
they
Sabo.
Actually have a Mrs. Draft.
Yeah, Jim Sabo, David Cooper, John Cooper.
Hey, Deidre, you want to do the draft with me next year?
Phil Helpler.
Sure, put me down.
That'd be great, yeah.
Ted Christian and Chris Stuber. So those are the people that work on the Arlads.
Greg Bedard just tweeted, at Our Lad Shonka was one of the few guys I saw have the DTs Richardson, Floyd, and then Lotu Lele.
Yeah. They have them up high.
Shonka truck.
Okay, so now Carolina's on the board. And the pick is in.
Oh.
So we might be getting an announcement fairly soon.
Apparently we didn't trade up to this pick because it doesn't say trade. Right, it just says pick is in.
Let's see. Mark says, thanks for the draft coverage. I'm five beers in and my wife is mocking me for taking to the men on talking on my laptop. For talking to the men talking on my laptop and having the TV
How many
on,
beers in?
But muted so I could watch men hug.
I don't think the beers had anything to do with that email.
And Mark's
I think
in it was Peabody, reading Paul. It.
Well, tell
he's,
Mark
he's
that if your wife studied the
was.
Draft a little better, like Peggy Shonka.
Was that her name, Peggy?
You missed a good one right there, Andy.
What?
That's too late.
No, revisit it.
Oh, I see the Dolphins logo now.
Where?
It's on the Dolphins Twitter.
Twitter feed.
You follow the Dolphins?
Yeah, I covered the NFL, so.
Oh,
you follow all 32 teams?
They're in the NFL.
You follow all 32 teams?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You went through the trouble of following all 32 teams,
it's
so they
not
can
really
tell
that
you...
much trouble. You go in and they say, like, you may like, and you just click yes, yes, yes. It's not really that much trouble.
Everything's trouble for you.
You don't have to search for it. If you did, I wouldn't be able to do it.
How many tweets do you get, like, if you don't look for, like, an hour? You must have, like, hundreds.
I don't know. I bet you follow a lot more people than I do.
That makes it even more amazing.
I follow 79.
Okay.
I follow one NFL team, the one that we cover.
I follow more people than Fred.
And I get nothing out of them, so I just assumed I'd get nothing out of any
of them.
Exactly. Like, oh, great, they have a community event this week. Great. Well, I don't give a rat's patookas.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm still got a little ways to go to 100,000 followers, so... Josh from Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Mr. Draft, Mrs. Draft, Grandpa Draft, and the Godfather of Draft. I'm just letting you know that I am not listening to your show tonight. It's not that I don't love it. I will be downloading it and listening to it as soon as I can. I just don't want to hear what the pick is until the commish tells us who it is.
Too bad. Star Lotulele went to Carolina.
I'm watching it on ESPN and love the fact that they are not showing the whole phone call thing. Suck it, Eric. Wow.
Too bad. You're missing out. You're missing out getting the information as soon as possible, which is the whole point of broadcasting.
Is it really?
I think it's Lele.
Okay. Star Lotulele.
But people are saying that this draft is not really about reporting. It's really an entertainment show.
There's nothing entertaining about this draft.
Or this show.
There's nothing. I do have to agree with Eric. There's nothing entertaining about the draft show any year, no matter who gets picked. Where's the entertainment value?
None.
In that? All you want to do is see what...
Yeah.
Who your team picks.
Exactly. And you want to know as soon as possible. If you don't, you're
an idiot. I'm not quite as mad as Eric about the whole tweet thing. I don't care. I'm fine.
What's
not...
the difference if you find out at 8:33 or 8:37?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Fred. I don't care. I don't need to read the tweets.
Well, doesn't that...
They asked us not to, so I'm not going to.
But wouldn't that hold true for everything? What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Anything you find out earlier.
True.
I mean, what
as long as you get it accurately.
What difference does it? You read it online, or you actually wait for the next morning's paper,
what's the point?
Because the difference is you may not find out otherwise. You're going to find out if you're watching the draft. You're going to find
Panthers.
Out who the pick is going to be.
Panther selection.
If it's some random
in the 2013 NFL draft.
Star yes.
The Carolina Panthers select Star Lotulele.
Lele. You got to speed up at the end.
Lotulele. That's not any way either one of you guys are pronouncing it.
What I read was Lele.
All right, the Saints are on the board.
Might be Lele.
Did you throw your trivia question out there, Paulie?
No.
A little known fact.
Another time. Maybe that might be a Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Dylan in New Jersey, third time listening to the draft show and a regular listener. Thank you for keeping me interested in this draft. I'm watching the draft online, but it is with the mute button on as I listen to you guys. Anyway, do you feel like the Patriots could trade down later to, say, the Ravens with the 29th pick and draft Williams, and then in the second round they draft Barkley to fill the same role as Aaron Rodgers did in Green Bay while Brett Favre was there? Answer is no and no.
Good job, Fred.
Good analysis, Fred.
I just saw when they put him up on the board on NFL Network, they said prototypical nose tackle / 5T, so I'm assuming they mean 5 technique.
That's quite a leap.
Yeah.
To go from nose tackle to 5 technique.
And I would argue that there's no player on the planet who is the prototypical both of those.
Both of those things.
And Mayock, good job with that graphic.
Just blame it on Mayock.
Well, he's the god. The ball washing for Mike Mayock has gotten ridiculous. In the media, NFL Network,
everybody. I'm just trying to figure out if he liked that trade based on his...
Mike Mayock screws up as much as anyone, just like McShay, just like Kuiper, just like anybody, just like Bill Belichick. And yet, recently, it's like, if he says something, it's the gospel truth.
Well, basically, Mayock said, they didn't get enough in that trade, but they got an extra pick, so I'm okay with it.
Well,
okay.
I've also noticed Mayock does what I do. He'll remind you of what he does well and ignore the things he doesn't.
Yeah, you learned it from watching him.
Speaking of Kuiper and McShay, they got into a little catfight on Twitter today. Apparently, McShay was announcing some of his mock picks, and then Kuiper was updating his mock draft based on that, according to McShay. So, Tony in Boston says, I understand that the Jets needed help on defense, and the quarterback situation this year is a bit suspect, but don't they need to get a quarterback? Sanchez has been the worst in the league over the last 3 to 4 years, and he has shown no improvement at all. How long can they realistically stick with him? Though both he and Ryan will go next year. So that's how long they'll...
And whether they need a quarterback or not is irrelevant if there's not one available.
Yeah.
That's better.
You can't force it.
I think there's a good chance that he does not play this year. I think Garrard could play. I think there's a chance for that.
Speaking of bad quarterbacks.
That's how bad Sanchez is. And this will be it no matter what, because this is the end. They can get out from the contract now after this year.
Sam in Chicago wants to know, do you think the Patriots would trade their first and second round pick for the Ravens Super Bowl trophy? Andy likes that.
I thought it was funny.
Josh writes in, do you guys think it was a good thing, as in good for the Patriots, that the Dolphins wasted a second-round pick to draft Deion Jordan? I personally think Jordan won't succeed well at the NFL level.
I personally agree with you, and if he doesn't, then, yeah, it was terrible. It was a wasted, terrible pick. But if he does succeed and you found your next Jason Taylor, he could be a game-changer.
And he's opposite Cameron Wake, and I think that... changes a little bit of the look for them.
Making
off the
waves.
Edge.
Let's see. Patrick says, we will get 5 picks, hopefully. We will get 2 impact starters.
Not according to Robert.
But depth might be an issue next year, just like last year. I understand that you guys are objective, but I cannot wish the Jets or the Giants to get good picks. It is unrealistic, but that is how I feel as a Patriots fan. Well, I'm right there with you.
Eric, you want to announce that?
I don't really care what they... I hate the Jets. I don't care what picks they make.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny Vaccaro. Sweet.
Don't say it early, Eric. Don't be a jerk.
I'm not. I'm doing my job. I'm a reporter. We report.
Oh,
when we have news, we report news.
Oh, please.
Sorry. That's
commitment
what journalism's about.
Jess says, Eric, please stop tipping picks. You're a tool.
Not going to happen.
Eric, do I have to shut your mic off?
Just go.
Put you in the corner.
This Leon Sandcastle thing has got to be the stupidest thing the NFL has ever
done. It's ridiculous.
How much money you think has been lost on this? They clearly invested money into making commercials, and I mean, it's been this whole long running.
Yeah.
And it's horrific.
It was stupid.
Somebody pissed away probably significant amounts of money. Terrible.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you try to force like a trend like that where you make something up, it's very risky. Because rarely do people adopt it and, like, go with it.
You got to let it be organic.
Right. It usually happens by chance.
Say, Vince.
Jonathan is in Montreal. Going back to, what's that?
It was help, Vince.
What's
not
that
save
now?
Vince.
Yeah. What's that now? Jonathan in Montreal. Going back to last year's draft, was Dante Hightower a mistake? The podcast about linebackers got me thinking Hightower might be too slow for today's linebacking position.
Yeah, see, I think that he might be... And I certainly would have said he was last year at this time, you know, a little disappointed in his rookie year. But I think he might be so exceptional athletically that he can do it. He can play. He didn't show it in his first year. He had that hamstring problem. I think that slowed him down. But I think he is a freakish athlete to play at that size. Do you agree, Andy? You know, being that big of a linebacker, Hightower. I love when he just puts, he's reading something. Dante Hightower. I had talked in one of the draft podcasts, and I know exactly what the email was talking about because I'm the one that made the comment that I think that those bigger inside kind of types, almost a dying breed.
That's not what he's supposed to be.
Athletic. I think he is the freakish athlete at that size that can move well enough to chase down those guys. We didn't see it
in
consistently last year.
Or whatever the hell he had.
Yeah, I think that slowed him down a little bit.
I hope so.
He might be that kind of freakish athlete that can do it.
Because he was utterly disappointing as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm not giving up on him yet.
I'm not giving up on him. I know.
Utterly disappointed?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I thought he had the ability, the versatility to be like a potential defensive rookie of the year candidate.
Okay.
I thought you could see forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, couple sacks, maybe an interception.
He's going to be the 2-year jump guy for the Patriots.
Or year 2 jump guy. It'll take him 2 years.
Does that mean
to
in
jump.
2 years he's going to have a jump?
Murray.
I'm a little confused.
Picks in. Okay, Saints are coming.
Who's announcing it? Oh, geez, forget
I already
it.
Did.
A very poignant moment we're
I'm
about to have.
I'm joined now by my friend Markel Gregoire from St. Jude's Research Hospital, who's going to help me announce tonight's selection for his favorite team, the New Orleans Saints.
Try not to make fun of him, Andy.
With the 15th pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Kenny Vaccaro. defensive back.
Commissioner, right, get off his back. Everybody knows who he is. He's a kid.
Jesus. All right, Kenny Vaccaro from Texas goes to the Saints. So they take a safety. And now the Buffalo Bills are on the board with the 16th pick. So we'll await their selection. What do you think about this pick, Kenny Vaccaro? What, you like this guy?
I think he's a solid player. Yeah. I don't think he's I mean, he kind of falls in line with the rest of the
he's
class.
He's not Eric Berry.
No, he's not Eric Berry. He's not Troy Polamalu or Ed Reed. I think he's going to be a good, solid player for them. And at the safety position, we've talked about this. There's not a lot of good safeties in the NFL. These guys, they're the best in the league for a year or two and kind of wavers back and forth. What do you got? Huff and Griffin and Weddle and these guys. It's like
Bird, too.
None
Harris
of them
Bird.
Are. Yeah, I think he's fine. Him. I don't think he's very, like.
In the Big Bang Club.
You have Ed Reed. No,
good,
I wasn't.
Kevin. Good well, job.
But yes, he made the Pro Bowl. A couple times, right?
Yeah,
twice?
Yeah. Mistake, yeah.
No, I know. That's my point.
Once really, the other time was an injury replacement.
And, yeah. You know, none of these guys are elite. None of them are Ed Reed or, I would say again, Troy Polamalu. Guys who were, you know, Adrian Wilson in the middle of his career. Those guys were elite. Those guys were, every year you knew they were going to be among the best safeties in football. I think feels like now every you got a couple guys for a year and then it moves on. I think he'll be a solid player.
All right. Murray in Halifax says, I'm a scared about the Jets getting Richardson. Brady could get swallowed up into his beard. And P.S. Glad you and your family are safe, Andy.
Thank you. I would be concerned, you know, with the Wilkerson, Richardson. You know, we always talk about the Brady pressure. Maybe it's better if it's kind of an internal pressure.
Yeah.
They certainly would seem to have the potential to do that.
And if they're going to do some of that crazy stuff that Rex likes to do with the overload blitzes and stuff, that's what you need is guys to collapse the pocket to make that successful because there's no escape route for him. Listen, they still don't have anything on offense. They have no weapons at all offensively. They have no running back. They have one and a half wide receivers depending on Santonio Holmes' health. They've lost the tight end. They have, half an offensive line. They have nothing to go along with. To go along with no quarterback at all.
Canada Chris writes in, a lot of people upset with Eric. Parroting what someone else says in the draft pick is not reporting.
Couldn't
it's called Ericking.
It's called Ericking.
That's kind of true. I mean, when you're just reading what someone else says, it's not reporting. Guys,
if the information's out there.
Wait a minute. You love Mike Florio, and that's what he does.
But I don't claim myself to be reporting.
No, but you're Mike reporting Florio earlier, does. Yeah. Your God, Media, Mike Florio, your best buddy.
It's a rumor mill.
Well, you're reporting.
And you keep bringing it up.
You're giving him credit for breaking all the big stories on the NFL Drive
the Eric
4 hours
thing.
Ago.
Exactly.
Peter says, hey, guys, Eric, what is the point in breaking a story 30 seconds before it's about to be announced? How is this a scoop or achievement for a reporter in any way? And who thinks positively of any reporter who gets a story out of a whole half second before the commissioner announces it? Love
Shocking.
The show, guys, almost as much as I love what your mom does for me, Andy.
Oh, suck it.
Wow.
I'm not going to announce it because I'm not Eric, but a shocking pick here, I think.
Oh, okay.
First quarterback.
I agree. You just announced it, though.
First quarterback off the board is not the one you expected.
And it's probably not one of the top three you expected.
I kind of like him, though.
You want me to do it?
No, don't
do
it.
No,
don't do
it.
They might actually kill you.
I'll say this. I think it's the most talented guy. I'm not
talent
sure.
Talent doesn't equal production.
I'm not sure he's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
I think he'll be out of the league. It's a game changer
for
the Bills
right now.
Cliff in Bama says, Hightower had a big injury at Bama and lost a year. He was not the same after that. He lost a lot of his explosion. Before that, he could even play defensive end.
Yeah, but we drafted him after that.
I know.
But he played when we drafted him.
He's claiming that he used to be better, I guess.
Who are we
more
talking
explosive?
About?
Hightower.
Oh, I'm still not giving up. I saw
I'm not either.
I saw a lot of zip in training camp. I think that hamstring problem really hurt him.
I hope so. I really do hope so. Because I started to worry because he had a little bit of that Adalys Thomas in him.
Oh,
he can do it all. He can line up as sub rusher. He can line up at defensive back inside.
The Adalys Thomas thing.
Oh, yeah.
By about November, the Adalys Thomas thing was in my mind. I can't lie because that's the same kind of freakish athlete. And if I'm not mistaken, I wrote the same kind of commentary on Adalys Thomas in 07 as I did on Hightower last year.
Ooh, everybody get excited. The commissioner's going to announce a pick.
Selection.
Oh, boy. I don't understand you people.
You are an immature little brat.
I really don't understand you.
I'm going to call you Will Perillo from now on. You are an immature little brat. I'm just kidding, Will. You're my boy.
E.J. Manuel is the first quarterback off the board.
Off the board.
I need your Fred's guys' never analysis.
E.J. Manuel has all the talent in the world. He's he just doesn't put it together.
Very skilled guy, but it doesn't show up. Doesn't show up week to week.
He runs to throw, but he's athletic. He has an arm. I mean, I'll go to my notes on him just because I did like him. But that's when I thought he was a lower prospect. I didn't really like him as a first.
Yeah, I liked
pick.
Him as a second or a third rounder. He is a very gifted guy, Fred. You know, I don't know if our lads, got to him at all.
They have him as the 38th pick.
Okay, so about twice as high. This is not a good pick for Buffalo.
You don't think so?
No.
What if there's no plan on playing him this year, starting?
Then it's an even worse pick.
What if the plan is to develop him, you know, for 2014 or.
I mean, listen, I'm not.
So why not take him in the second round? If that's the plan,
I'm not going to dismiss the idea of an Aaron Rodgers happening again, but I think that those days are over. I do. I think that you have to play these guys right away now. You got to find out. You don't have that much time to sit around and wait. And Buffalo doesn't have an option. Who are they going to play? Tavares Jackson.
Well, I don't know if this guy's going to play right away.
Then it's a really, really
it's
bad
a really
pick,
bad pick if, then, if that's the case.
It's an even worse pick than I thought
it was
now.
If you really think the guy can be good with a little bit of time and not just be good but great, then it may not be a bad pick.
Does this kind of remind you at all of the Titans picking Jake Locker this pretty high last year?
But he played right away.
That's my point.
Yeah.
They think they have a guy who can play right away.
I think all teams draft quarterbacks to play right away now.
Well, that's my point. I agree, Andy. That's what I'm saying. I think nowadays you can't afford to let him sit around and waste a year of his contract. You got to find out.
And they obviously felt like he's the most talented of the bunch. So,
he may be.
It is a surprise pick regardless.
He has the most skill. I just would not have taken a quarterback. And I think Andy's point, just sit around and wait till the second round and pick him.
All right. Pittsburgh is on the clock, and everyone is assuming
your
that,
guy, Andy, right?
They're going to pick
Jarvis Jones has to be the
layup
pick here, right?
Layup. Kevin Colbert won't screw this up. It's a layup.
Okay, well.
But don't say it because you have to have the commissioner come up and do it. Ooh, the thrill going down your spine.
Russ in England says, the reason to sit and watch the show is that there is an element of surprise. The Miami trade-up was exciting because we were sure it would be a tackle, and then it wasn't. That was relatively entertaining. Eric, you are not the arbiter of entertainment.
Listen, if you're listening to this show, you should have the TV volume off.
He says your role on PFW in Progress is that of a punching bag, and you have failed stand-up.
Your role is to listen to the show and get the information, so shut the hell up and do that. Turn the volume off your damn television. Stop emailing us with this
bullshit. Why do you think you're in a position to tell people what they can enjoy?
Well, then go turn on the television and let the commissioner tell you what's going on.
Perhaps hold off on calling other people idiots, you pseudo-intellect, until you reconsider your childish belief in an infallible father figure in the sky.
Hey, jackass, don't listen.
Another year, and this joker is still on the staff, thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Phil in, and he's one of your English friends.
No, he's not.
Eric.
No, he's not.
He's not?
Who is he?
Russ in England.
Yeah, and I see Greg Bedard.
If he's in England and he's staying up for this, he's a loser.
Rick in Canada says, Eric, you're being very douchey.
Too bad. If you're watching the draft, you should want to know exactly when a pick is made. Why do you need to wait for the commissioner to come up and tell you? Why is that so thrilling?
Why does that bother you?
I'm trying to understand what the...
But why does it make you mad?
Because I don't understand it.
I know.
I don't understand the excitement behind
it. I don't really get it either, but I mean... I'm the guy who
because there are a lot of other people who are saying they want to know exactly
when. They're going to know
30 seconds later, they find out. What's the big deal? Why does it make you so mad?
Because I mean,
and if they really want to know, they're on Twitter too, and they're finding out. So why does it make you mad?
I just.
And this is from the guy. I could argue with Fred about absolutely anything. I could get mad at Fred at the drop of a hat.
Eric, you have a right to disagree, but I think in this case, you just accept it and disagree and move on.
So all these other people who say, yes, tell me right away as soon as you know.
But they don't care as much as obviously.
Oh, they don't.
They don't care as much as the people who are wishing us not to do it. And,
Screw you,
so it doesn't hurt anyone for appeasing to their wishes. It doesn't really hurt anyone. You know, it's not that big a concession.
Especially in a year when the draft really sucks.
So
you should want to know exactly what's going on.
I think the opposite. In a year that it sucks, we should do what our listeners want us to do to keep them listening.
Poor Eric. He's misunderstood.
I'm not misunderstood. I'm misunderstanding what the thrill is about hearing Roger Goodell tell us who the pick is.
In a year that the draft is providing its own excitement, it really doesn't matter as much. But this year, we need to listen to our listeners because they're listening.
No, they need to listen.
Hello, Nick. My bottom is really sore.
Andy, what do you think? What do you think Ryan Nassib is thinking right now? Like, his college coach has basically deemed him
a failure.
Not as good as EJ Manuel.
Yeah. I'll show him. It's okay. He's got OCD.
Let's see. Eric in L.A. John in L.A. says, flipped on ESPN just to hear their take. Gruden's turned over a new leaf, goes on with another beatdown. One-year wonder, not much production. A lot of his production comes when he's a stand-up pursuit effort player. Don't think he's a natural defensive tackle. He's got a long way to go, if you ask me. That's the Jets pick.
Oh, who's, Richardson?
Who said this?
Gruden.
He's definitely a one-year wonder. That is a concern.
Yeah, that's accurate. Can this Gruden come to Monday Night trade. Football every week?
Apparently there's a trade, according to Eric.
Yep.
Okay.
Niners on the clock.
Pittsburgh.
But can this John Gruden go to the Monday Night booth every week? Because I like this John Gruden.
This guy.
Now, this is a big move for San Francisco, right? They were at 31, moving up to 17.
Right.
Andy, what's the points there?
I don't know, but they had 31 picks.
But a lot of people did project San Francisco moving up.
31 to 17 is 350 points. The equivalent of a second. No. Where is it? The 55th pick in the draft would be the equivalent.
Okay.
But they had 13 picks, and there was clear talk that they were looking to get a couple impact guys or, you know, higher-end guys rather than just draft 13 guys who aren't going to make the team and aren't going to have an impact. You know, they're sort of in the Patriots mold. They're not going to have all these guys come in and start. It's hard to start for San Francisco. They're a good football team. In the Super Bowl.
Hard to start here, too, according to the owner.
Yeah.
A couple people now defending Eric.
Of course.
Are you holding the pick results?
logical listeners.
Dan the Byman, are you holding the pick results? What happened to last year's social war in the NFL? I'm actually with Escal on this one. Who gives a you-know-what about the commissioner?
Thank
I
you.
Want the results right away, unless you get fined for that. No.
No.
We don't. Here's the commissioner.
17th pick in the 2013 NFL draft.
Wait, what?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, so Eric was wrong.
Jarvis Jones, linebacker, Georgia.
Wait, so they traded up.
The NFL was wrong because the NFL tweeted out trade.
They must have been the next
one. It's
got to
be with Dallas. The trade's got to be with Dallas.
Yeah. San Francisco went up. Because I was about to say that my guy did screw up the obvious pick, but as always,
all right,
Colbert
got it right. Pittsburgh selected Jarvis Jones. Are you disappointed there, Eric? I mean, Andy?
Why?
Jones is off the board?
Great pick for the Steelers.
No, I love when Kevin Colbert solidifies his reputation as the best personnel man in the NFL.
Yeah, and you predicted it. You said they would take Jarvis.
You watch tape. It was just so freaking obvious. The undersized edge rusher, he only really could fit in the 3-4. Very productive. I mean, it was a layup.
Andy, don't argue with him. You're playing the role of Florio now. You happen to have been the first one that he heard say that, so you're getting all the credit.
I'm giving Andy the credit.
That's what I said.
I'm giving Kevin Colbert the credit.
Now there's a trade.
Unlike Kevin Collins, he doesn't screw up a free lunch.
Now there's the trade. Eric, you can tip this off now if you'd like.
Well, it's on TV now, so you can say it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not really a tip anymore.
Yeah. Eric's mad.
So San Francisco... What do they need?
Not much. They really don't.
But a lot of people were saying that they'd move up.
Yeah, but why?
Who could they? Yeah.
You don't
Who
just move up to move up. You move up because you want an impact player at a certain spot. You want a guy.
I think they go after
could they go,
Patterson.
Wide receiver?
Yep.
Cowboys didn't get value here either.
Here comes Goodell.
What about cornerback?
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 18th pick to the San Francisco 49ers.
I love this.
with the 18th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Eric Reed, defensive back, LSU.
He is certainly a 49er, and he's better than Deshaun Goldson.
Wow.
Way better.
That defense just got better, right?
He fits them perfectly because he's big and athletic, but he can hit the crap out of you. That is a phenomenal pick for that defense because he doesn't have to come in right away and be great. There's a lot of other guys around him.
And I liked him better than Vaccaro, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I liked him better too, but he's a little bit of a different kind of player.
Yep.
But for San Francisco, that's a great fit.
All right, well, the Giants are on the board.
They're Mary Paletti with a classic retweet from Mike Garofalo. D. Milliner on Facing Tom Brady, quote, "I hope to get my hands on a couple of his balls and take them back."
Well, you'd have to go to Giselle and take them from her first.
And Mary Paletti writes, wait, what?
JT from L.A., by way of Wilbraham,
pitching a 10 back there.
He says, why am I watching this boring draft, or better yet, listening to the PFW crew getting all fired up?
Because Eric might yell at someone any minute.
Just say what's going on for Jumpin' Jesus.
Thank you. Another logical listener. I knew you guys were out there.
And Johnny says, my only complaint about the show some days, can you please turn up the volume? It's not loud enough on my phone, tablet, or computer speakers.
Well, Andy, Ryder's mock draft had Eric Reed going to the Niners at 31. We get a point for that?
Half a point, yeah.
Tim from Arlington, I disagree with everyone crying about Eric.
Hey, you can't
updates.
Play my side of the fence.
The draft is really blasting me in the you-know-what with how boring it is. For people to take this particular draft so seriously is a joke in and of itself.
You can't disagree with everyone, because Eric has people that hates him and loves him, so you're not disagreeing with everyone.
With everyone who he didn't finish the sentence.
Oh. That's an important part of the sentence.
I know.
Swap of first-round picks with the Cowboys also picking up number 74 in
the
third round.
20 picks shy of getting point value, somewhere in the range of 55,
350, 70, 70. So there would be no
match. Wow. So it cost you a third-round pick to go up, 10 spots?
130 points shy of value.
It's pretty good.
So they didn't get value. They were a third-round pick shy of value for
13 spots.
We got an all-out fight on the field.
Do we?
I was just fighting for the ball, I guess.
Yeah.
Little Will and TJ. Yeah.
All right, the Giants pick is in, not announced yet. Harry in Vegas says, really didn't want to subject myself to the draft again this year, anticipating that the Bill will once again do his trading down for value routine, although we didn't do it last year. And I'll sit through this entire night without a pick. That said, and already bracing myself for the inevitable, do you think there is any chance that Bill might select Denard Robinson deeper in the draft? His versatility and ability to play several positions makes me think he might be somebody that Bill might be interested in. And I think he's definitely the kind of big play guy that we need, considering our tight end and receiver situation going into the season. And what are your opinions on Robinson as a potential Patriot?
I would ask, what are all the positions that he can play?
He's that H-back guy. He's, you know, he can throw.
He's tiny.
Yeah.
Not an H-back.
Well, he's like
Julian Tavon
Edelman.
Austin?
You know.
All right, so what are all the positions Julian Edelman can play? Slot receiver?
Slot receiver.
He does some of that running back thing every now and then where he takes the hand off from the backfield.
But he's a slot receiver.
He's
I'm a slash guy. Yeah, I'm with you.
So
I'm with you.
I mean, they don't even know if, I mean, just like Edelman, it's a good, actually a good analogy, Fred, good comparison. They don't even know if Denard Robinson can play receiver. He's played very little of it in college. I love the guy. Denard Robinson. I think he's a winner. I think he's absolutely a team-oriented guy, and he's absolutely an athlete. He can run, unlike Tim Tebow, who they sort of wanted to force into that. He's fast, and I think he could make some dynamic plays, but I don't know if he could be a wide receiver at the NFL level. I certainly wouldn't be investing a draft pick when I only have five.
Giants pick
like
really
that.
Stinks, huh, Andy?
Giants pick is in.
Really stinks.
Yeah, it's kind of a stinky pick.
Wow. You guys are bad.
There you go.
And the pick is just in.
Do you think?
Oh.
Let me ask you this. because Jason Lockenfour seems to be the one that's really egregiously violating the rule.
Right.
Do you think this is anything? Do you think maybe he left NFL Network on really bad terms and he's saying F you
probably
to the league?
Could be. Yeah.
Or the NFL is saying, guess we had to send that memo to all our partners and we'll include CBS in the loop next year.
But here's the thing. If I was Jason Lockenfour's editor or anyone else,
you'd be telling him to break news.
I would tell him to do it. I would tell him to do it.
I just should.
I'm sorry. I just cannot believe that he's not being told what these picks are because no one is this good. No one gets every pick before
it's made. That's true. He isn't that good.
He's getting these picks. No one gets every pick.
No, but he could be getting them from the team.
Well, you got to get news from somewhere, right? So
how come he didn't get it when he worked for NFL Network?
Well, he did, but
he didn't.
He wasn't the guy that
I'm not talking about the picks, news in general. If he has all these connections with teams that he's calling them up before they make their picks.
Well, in this particular situation, it's a controlled setting, so all he needs
That's my point. I think he knows the picks.
Well, he's absolutely being given them, Paul.
But
there's no doubt.
From where? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, from where, though?
I assume he has a source with every team.
But why didn't that show through when he worked for NFL Network? Played for NFL Network.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, here's the Giants' stinky selection.
Here in Radio City.
Justin.
With the 19th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Justin Pugh. Tackle, Syracuse.
There you go, coach. There you go.
What does Michael Irvin do?
Jaws.
Another offensive
tackle.
Just a quick thing from Twitter. I don't know who said it, but apparently at least one team had taken Eric Reed off their draft board because he has arthritic shoulders.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh.
Not good for your hard-hitting safety, is it?
Oh.
No. Or when you're 20 years old.
Yeah, well, that too, right.
Chicago's on the board. Do they take Tao? Everyone's saying that they might. The Urlacher era's
that's
over.
Give me a couple minutes
to check Twitter.
Yeah. I like this Gil Brandt tweet, Fred. E.J. Manuel had 51 scholarship offers. It came down to Oregon and Florida State. He chose FSU because they had better-looking cheerleaders.
Okay, well. At least we know he's not one of those guys that are going to be coming out. Right?
Huh? Never know.
Why do we need to go there?
I'm just saying. He's, stating his preferences.
Gay guys can't think cheerleaders are good looking?
Yeah.
Not sure that would be the reason why a gay guy would go to a school.
Okay, so the Bears are
not sure I buy it. I think it's a nice story, a nice line to feed, but I don't think he made his college decision because they were better looking cheerleaders. Maybe you saw that girl. Remember those girls that used to be like in the front row with like the cowboy hats and the big cans?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Jeez.
There's just so many Eric emails now. It's unbelievable.
Finally, the draft is exciting.
No, I don't want to read them all, hating on
you. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I got one that says on Twitter.
What did you say, the hating on you?
Yeah.
Eric Hissy Fit, is it her time of the month?
He really is angry.
And I can't tweet him because I was blocked.
let's see. Robin in Alaska, I've been listening to PFW since the real player requirement and not being an unusual thing to have dial-up internet. I've heard it all over the years. The PFW draft show has always been ahead of the broadcast of the draft, even before the Twitter explosion. That's why Eric is right, that if you are a listener of the show, then turn off the TV or at least its sound. However, reporting tweets prior to your own show being prepared to talk about something is sabotage. Just blurting out information in the middle of other guys talking about something else is unbelievably annoying.
It's the core of our show.
This then gets compounded by Eric's rudeness to anyone fronting him on this or confronting him on this. So congrats, Princess. You've gone from being a kicker to a DB.
And
nobody cares about your opinion.
How are we ahead of the TV when we take all the picks off of TV?
I don't know.
The guy's saying for years we've been ahead of the TV.
People get TV in different ways.
But we're getting...
He's in Alaska, too.
All we can do is get our TV when it comes on. I mean...
No, I know. But people get TV at different times.
But that's Fred's thing. That's all depending on when you...
Right. Where you are, whether you have satellite, whether you have cable, whether you, whatever.
I mean, I'm sure the guy could log off and log back on and maybe be right in line with us. It's just.
Sure. So that's why the point is it's never going to be perfect.
What do you call it, the latency of the internet?
Mark, we've learned there is no latency of the internet. A lot of people have taught us that on the phone.
Mark, and I think it just depends on when your connection is.
Mark in Winthrop says, what's the deal with Sharif Lloyd's slip? Injuries, character? I was under the impression he was one of the safest picks in the draft.
He is. Word is he has short arms, which is a stupid reason to not take him.
Who is this?
Sharif Lloyd.
Speaking from Tyrannosaurus Rex's lips.
Does that one really hit home for you over there?
You know, because he's Kevin McHale.
That was
very well done.
That was good.
John writes, I can't think of a more boring draft that I have ever watched. I take the time of out of work every year since this is my football Christmas.
Wow.
That being said, Angry Eric ripping on people who are being wiener pinchers because they want to hear Roger announce it is comedy gold.
And you'll also hear
it. Really is. It's even more funny in person. Because he's legit angry.
Yeah, because it just exposes all the idiots that listen to this show.
Well, I'll read one more. Tony says, gents, I haven't missed a show in 7 years since the days of He Who Shall Not Be Named. PFW in Progress is by far the best podcast online, and anyone who listens knows it. Andy, I'm glad you and your family escaped unscathed.
Thank you.
Eric, I could care less if you report on the tweeting of the actual reporters who are digging up this information. If doing this makes you feel like a real reporter, then I fully encourage you to continue doing it. My teachers at the Columbia School of Journalism would actually not call this reporting, and anyone who did call it reporting would not be called a reporter. But as I said, carry on. However, in defense of the whiners who continue to complain about the early results, if they are listening to the podcast and not actively following the same sources you are on Twitter, then I assume it's because they are not interested in getting the picks early. I mean, it's not as if they are not easily accessible for any idiot who subscribes to Lock and Fora or Silver. So you have a choice. You can continue to be an obstinate asshat by disseminating information that is freely available to any schmuck who wants it,
or you can listen
to the will of your listeners and stop your non-reporting. Oh, and for what it's worth,
we'll go with the former.
For what it's worth, don't confuse this as an attack on Eric. I actually think he's the most talented writer on the staff. It's just that in this case, he's being a dink.
Is that asshat Scalavino going to be next?
That's good stuff. I mean, you know, we finally found a subject that everyone wants to talk about.
It certainly wasn't this draft.
Yeah, Fred, right. is this a ratings ploy? Because I see like 175 emails.
It's unbelievable. People all want
Angry Eric.
And I'm not exaggerating. I think this is like the highest ratings we've ever had.
If only we knew. Like, we're not this smart. These things just happen.
Yeah.
I'd like to pretend we sat down. You know what we'll do?
Chicago,
Eric will be an a-hole.
Not like we had a production meeting and thought of this.
Andy, refresh your feed there so we can make the pick.
Don't touch my tweets.
Don't touch my tweets.
So
I don't know. Michael Silver is playing the game like Clues. The Bears are fixing to, quote, go long. Oh, please let it
oh,
be.
Oh, is it that? Is your boy?
Please let it be.
Your boy?
Oh,
what's his first
be?
Name?
Oh, that Kyle. Would be a bad pick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lock and Forest says it.
Oh, my God. That is phenomenal. Oh, my God.
Andy's
what a
resign.
Now, Andy?
That's unbelievable. I mean, what number pick is this? 20?
20.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the 20th pick. Four freaking starts gets you the 20th pick in the draft. Four starts.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who has an alcohol problem that got him kicked out of Florida State, led the JUCO route, and then when he got to Oregon, couldn't play. Wasn't good enough to start more than four games. And now he's the 20th pick in the draft.
Here's the selection.
The Chicago Bears select Kyle Long.
Wow.
Guard, Oregon.
There you go.
And my guess is...
There you go. There you go what? He says where are we going?
He says it every time, every pick.
Now, even our lads had him in the third round.
Even our lads.
Oh, I mean, Andy has a great rant on this guy. He just let it rip. I don't know if it has to do with
starting offensive guard slash tackle. You know the problem with calling him a starting tackle? He didn't.
Go ahead, Paul. Wow.
He's so angry.
They're showing clips of his father.
Thank you, Paul. They're showing Howie Long highlights. That's exactly why he was drafted 20th overall.
As soon as they made the pick, I said, there you go, Andy. It's all yours.
I mean, seriously.
I'm waving the white
flag. Now they're showing Chris Long highlights. Could he have written the family name any higher?
Andy said he was going to rant.
The fight.
Andy said he was going to rant if this guy came at the end of the first round.
Right. He's in the middle of the first round because his name is Long.
Fred, I would have allowed him to rant if it was in the middle of the second round.
Right.
He got picked in the middle
Guess
of
what?
First.
The Bears needed tackle help. Guess what? They still need tackle help.
Wow.
I mean,
start the fight.
It's ridiculous.
Rocky, start the fight.
Who's he on you?
The Bears, the NFL,
so
draft
Eifert,
prospect prognosticators.
Eifert or Ertz here? Because your boy Silver, you know, who's now gone to like dropping clues,
yeah,
is talking
Gresham,
tight end.
Yeah.
Well, the Bengals are on the clock. It'd be interesting to see what Mayock and Kuiper and McShay are saying about that last pick.
It's a terrible pick.
So if people can email us, because you know we don't have the volume on, if you can tell us what these experts are saying about that pick.
John Gruden says he has not seen enough of Kyle Long to have a comment.
Thank you, John Gruden.
Well, that kind of says it all, right?
That does say it all. I was sick of it because it sucked. If you didn't like Deion Jordan because he didn't play, you certainly can't like Kyle Long for any reason because he didn't play either.
Mel Pro Kiper
Football
calls
Weekly.
Him a developmental prospect.
A highly athletic zone-blocking left guard, Long has been troubled by the weight of All-American expectations. Oh, troubled. Well, you know what? The weight of the last name just made him millions of dollars and made him a 20th pick when he should have been third, fourth-round pick. That's where athletes go who've never done anything to live up to their athletic potential. But if your last name's Long, if your dad's a Hall of Famer and your brother's really good, woo, you get to go at 20.
Roosevelt Colvin. If another offensive lineman goes in the first round, I'm leaving and getting a bowl of cereal. This is crazy.
That's funny. Let's quickly go to the Ace Ticket Hotline while we're on a break on TV. Eldridge is in North Carolina. Hey, Eldridge.
Hey, fellas. Y'all enjoying the draft so far?
No, it sucks.
Hey, you ain't joking, man. I ain't never seen a draft like this. You know, but... I think the Jets hit this stuff with D. Milliner, but then again, he's hurt too, but you never know. Who do you think we targeted right about now?
Take your pick. You could get a defensive end. You could get Desmond Trufant. You could get a receiver. I think this is working out perfectly for New England.
Yeah, all of those defensive ends, you had the two go pretty early, and then for the most part, you got your pick of the rest. So you could have Andy's guy, Dayton Jones,
mm-hmm.
would
that
be available.
We like that one.
Moore from Texas A&M.
Demontre
Moore is also available.
Beyond Werner. I know Andy doesn't like him.
I don't like Werner as much, but you have Trufant.
They like him, though. Yeah,
he's still available. Yeah. I think there's a lot of – and look at all
Xavier
the –
Xavier Rhodes.
You know, with the,
yeah, like
Tavon Austin's the only wide receiver that's gone, so you could get – your outside guys, Eldridge, I know that you've been pining for are available.
Yep, that did our Rhodes.
Which one? Who do you want?
To be honest with you, I would rather have Rhodes, the cornerback from Florida State, you know, on the first pick, then the second pick, come back and get a receiver. But if Patterson's still sitting there, man, I'll go get Patterson.
Patterson's out there.
Yeah, they'll be there. Yeah.
Big shock. Eldridge wants a big wide receiver.
Well, that's what I said. Which one of those big outside guys do you want? I gave it up, left it up to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aldrich, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Biggie.
Interesting with the Bengals. They could legitimately be putting together a tight end combination and a passing attack
like
the Patriots. I mean, you put Gresham with...
They have an element the Patriots don't have.
The deep threat, yeah. But they have an element that the Patriots have that they don't, the great quarterback.
Well, that's... Sure.
They have the red rifle, which is...
Andy Dalton is a...
Rifles being a bit kind.
I can't even call Andy Dalton a poor man's franchise quarterback
because
he's not even that good yet. But, yeah, you're right. Two
you know who that helps? Benny.
So if Patterson is available at 29, do you take him?
I don't like Patterson.
You don't like him.
But they do.
Jamal wants to know. He's in New York. He wants to know, do you take him at 29?
Although I like Patterson a lot more than Justin Hunter, and I've heard people talk about Justin Hunter at 29.
LT from Adelaide, had to write in after the fireworks went off on your show. I love Angry Andy and Angry Eric. They are amazing entertainment value. For the Patriots, I'm loving it, as it seems like sucky, sucky offensive linemen are coming off the board.
Definitely. Kyle Long just went sucky offensive linemen.
Leaving some good players on the board for when the Patriots pick.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
Keep up the great work, guys. I agree with Eric, but I am not going to go off my rocker like he did.
Yeah, but you're also not on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of our job.
Might be wrong about Kyle Long.
Let's go to
somebody just tweeted that he had 15 starts at Oregon.
Pick in the 2013 NFL draft.
I should check my notes.
The Cincinnati Bengals select Tyler Eifert, tight end. Notre Dame.
There you go.
He gets an A for Eifert.
The first tight end off the board is the Notre Dame tight end, as most people predicted. Although Paul and I like the Stanford guy better, but that's besides the point. Nobody listens to us.
You like Dick Ertz?
So what do you think about this pick the Bengals?
Yeah, it's a good – I mean, it's another weapon on that offense.
It's an intriguing offense.
Atlanta made a trade up here with St. Louis.
Speculation from a guy who's been really good tonight is that it could be for Desmond Trufant.
Correct.
What's his name? Never afraid to move up and go get his guy, huh?
Dimitrov,
yeah.
All right.
So I like that. I like the aggression, the confidence.
At 30, has moved up to 22 with St. Louis. Is that what you're saying, Paul?
I believe Atlanta is on the clock right now, yes.
Okay.
Well, have they officially announced? Yeah, they announced Eifert, right?
Yes, they are Atlanta saying Atlanta is on the clock. Okay.
Getting close here, folks.
Just updating my my book here. That's why I'm not talking. Okay. Aiden writes in, and he's from Finland. Love you guys. I changed my shift tonight so that I can listen to you guys live. Please tell Eric to get some pussy because he's so angry. Keep doing what you are doing. It's a great show. Go Pats. So people love the entertainment, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's been very entertaining tonight. Angry Eric.
Yeah, once he got finished with his piece. Hey guys, and Eric, so I have a feeling that we'll be taking our pick at 29. So which position do you prefer based on the talent available? And shout out to my brother Steven, who was turning 30 today. He's been on PFW for about 5 years, or I've been on it for about 5 years. Keep up the good work, David in Houston.
So Freddie, you ask us a lot of times on the early picks if that changed the you know, he's a difference maker on the guy. Well, Tyler Eifert, you know, Andy brought up the two tight ends. A lot of people starting to tweet about it. Does that, I mean, that's a team that's on the Patriots schedule this year, the Bengals. Is that a difference maker?
I think it is. Yeah.
So the Bengals beat the Patriots?
I think it could be a difference between winning and losing, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I don't know how good the Bengals are, and I don't know if they're ready to beat the Patriots, but that's, you know, you get A.J. Green on the outside, two tight ends that potentially could be productive for a guy like Andy Dalton, who's been pretty accurate when given time. Benny in the backfield gave him a solid year, just like he gave the Patriots, a very similar year to what he did for New England. And I like some of the things they're doing there. If they could somehow have the owner sell the team, I think they could get over the top.
I think I may have to apologize for my Kyle Long rant.
What? You telling me after all this time he started like 20-something games?
I don't know. It's all over the place. I have 10. I have 15.
I leave all the offensive line analysis to you, Andy. You know I don't watch them.
I rely on my internet
statistics. By the way, I picked a good year to not watch offensive linemen. There's only been 8 taken so far.
Paul didn't watch the entire offensive first round.
Fred says, stop complaining about the picks that are reaches. That's great news for the Patriots. If more teams pick like the Bears, Belichick should have some options at 29. That's true.
Brian Billick, the latest to draw comparisons to the Patriots' two tight end look with Cincinnati.
Marcus says, what's up, fellas? I'm streaming you guys here in Miami, 10 minutes from Dolphin Stadium. Can't help to wonder what we're going to do with our pick, and what do you think we do with Mr. Glass, Razai Dowling? And what do you think we can honestly do with Ballard?
Well, I think Ballard will be a backup tight end. I think he'll be here. I actually thought there was a chance Daniel Fells could get traded maybe. I thought he was in that kind of Jermaine Cunningham. These guys that...
An asset.
Yeah. You know, get a fourth, fifth round pick for something like that.
Yeah, I would go a little lower than that. But,
well, whatever. I don't know what picks are worth anymore.
I mean, if Albert Haynesworth and Ocho, you know, were getting that, I wouldn't think that Daniel Fells could get that, you know?
Let's see.
Andy's reading something because he has that blank look on his face when I'm talking.
I'm trying to figure out how much he played at Oregon.
Weren't you supposed to do that before?
I did.
I hope I didn't say anywhere like of any consequence that the guy only started four games because I took your word for it.
And I took the internet's word for it.
The pick is in.
I think he may have started 10.
Atlanta's pick is in. Grimy Skiz in Miami says, guys, if the Pats stay where they are and everything plays out with Robert Woods, Honey Badger, Desmond Trufant, or Terrence Williams, who would you guys want?
Terrence Williams.
At 29, Desmond Trufant.
Okay. Eric was so nice to bring me a nice cold water.
It's actually ice cold. It's ice.
Tastes good.
Any food left up there?
Yeah, sweetest fish.
There never really
was never
much.
Any food here.
I don't know. All if we had was snacks.
I don't know if that's worth the walk.
We can't leave now. We got snacks.
It isn't. I'd go to the draft party if I were you.
I assume.
Yeah, but then who's going to answer the phone and do all that stuff?
If you need what to take stuff? A break. You haven't done anything. We haven't taken a break, and we took one phone call.
He's had a couple good drops.
What are you doing down
there? He actually has had some good drops, but we could use a break.
You want to take a break?
All right, let's take a quick break. Atlanta's pick is in, but, you know, we'll get to it when we get back.